Calling about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Who's their phone?
Sensory. You're eating.
I ASIFY this.
What up, juggalos? What up, juggalos?
Hi. Oh boy, you woke up to the dusty.
That was stupid.
Oops. Sorry.
Bad idea.
Sorry.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Action.
Ever surrender.
Shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go. No.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What?
Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops.
This jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me in my chin.
Going bathroom in their room and driveway is not
a poo problem.
Shut up, though. I'm a parent.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch! A swing! A swing!
He's not a fighter.
Will she go in the mansion?
Get off. Following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get the rain man cold.
I'm being tough.
I was a
fat.
He draws his audience at each other.
One's ever sent me a nude selfie.
Don't forget a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy.
How funny is that?
That's pretty
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
Oh, I'm not as incompetent as you.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Oh
my god. The Huey guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month?
No.
I still won.
What is. Okay. How you pronounce the word? Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. Fly to Urge and White, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. He is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes is upon you, yes, Lord. Oh, they sang so well. Oh, goodbye to Texas University. Aggies, look here, chicken with a bucket, dude. Just go, he can hug it on the road. What in the world did that mean?
Six, six, two, Elliot, 8666.
2-3-5-6-8-8-5.
Morning.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good night?
Making it rain with another settlement money check came in.
Oh, here we go. What? Jesus, Doc. What class act this time?
So this was, I guess...
where you just, like, filled something out that you had no part of.
No, no, no.
Which we've learned all about.
No, we did. We definitely... and a pleasant surprise. They're like $5-$8.
God damn it.
True Green, which I guess was...
What is True Green? Oh, is that like lawn stuff?
Well, it was them.
Fertilizer.
It was them. Their,
here we go.
Company.
Oh, Diane, you've got illness. You've got.
This is for automated calls.
Why are you twitching?
Like calls, even when you're on like the do not call to call is a scam because we get so many.
Right.
On our landline.
Talk to him.
No, $137.
F up.
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You got a check for $137.
Yes.
How many people got that? How many people are involved in that class action suit?
I don't know. I mean, this actually goes
is
back.
Is that direct deposit?
Did
you the check?
Written to you. This goes back
to... Did you take it to the bank yet?
No.
Oh, I would have been... you're already losing interest. I would immediately.
This goes back to, I believe...
Did you already spend it?
2012.
12?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you
file? Yeah. See?
God, what a pain in the ass.
Because usually you're always like, oh, it's only $5.
Yeah. $100.
See?
Dude, how do I get
it's too late.
Going?
No, it's too late now. You had to register. I think you...
God, how much money did they lose?
Oh, God, no.
How much freaking
money?
Think
you had
are they
to
out of business?
Have our
business? Dude, how many $37 to?
I don't know.
I'm cool with that. $137 for everybody that went. Did you get it or did you and Scott each get one or did you like just, file together?
No. I
Scott,
don't know.
I just filled it out.
I was for household because it was one phone.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all for being called on a do not call list?
Yeah. It's their robocalls.
Oh, signed up for that. Now I got to sign up for that. Dude, $137? I would be in the greatest mood.
That was a nice little surprise.
You get a hoax, I'd flip myself.
I wasn't going to do anything. I mean, it was a minor annoyance.
I'll tell you what, I'd be right out at Outback. See, now aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you, the do not call? Ah, damn it. Now I got to get on that list.
I want people
to call me.
We're to the point now.
It does.
We're just
going to
cancel the landline anyway.
I can't tell you the last time I used it. I mean, it exists. I don't know, for school, that's about it.
For school, they can get you on.
Yeah, I know, but when they just call and leave like messages and stuff, I don't need my phone ringing because I don't know who it is. That's a pain in the ass. I don't want my kids.
Well, see, I never thought about that. When they're too young to have a phone.
Well, 15 is the age.
If their friend calls them.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. Can bring it on your phone all day. No time for it. Did you both watch the last night?
The woman getting beaned.
Oh my God! Well, she doesn't get beaned. I mean, you make it sound like that's an out-of-control pitch.
It was a direct hit.
No, the foul ball that decks her in the head.
Yeah.
Holy crap. She did 50-something times. There's no
update. Didn't like the friend give a thumbs up as they were taking her away?
Friend gave the thumbs up, meaning the
an optimist.
You know what? I'm cool.
I'm okay.
This has been a minor disturbance. I had these great seats.
I know y'all are worried.
I'm getting going again, so I'm friend, but they're going to card her out of here. That's something.
So I only saw one angle.
Right.
Standing up, being up near the...
Walking, like, to... She's got time behind the backstop at the baseball game. So you look, you see the batter, you see the catcher, you see the umpire. And then there's this foul ball territory, the small wall. And then there's the netting that goes up to protect the fans from the foul ball, right? Foul ball goes back to net. So the net did its job, but she was walking to her seats with minor issue with what she did. She walking to her seats. Diane, please. She's walking to her seats, got her back turned because she's getting around somebody. Ooh. So she's got her back turned to kind of like, excuse me. So her right up against the netting. Well, that netting's got give if a ball hits it. Of course it does. So the ball hits, then jams right into her head.
Mm-hmm. She drops.
Oh, she goes, right? She was down for 23, 24 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
She was down. And then the friend gave the thumbs up and let's play. Here, no, I've seen one, two, three different clips of the, of her, but boy, that ball just so freaking fast. Can you even imagine that?
Have you ever been hit by a ball in the head?
No, Major League Baseball, release ball? Yeah. God, no.
As a kid, Little League game, yeah.
Yeah, in Little League? Oh, I've gotten hit with a bat in the head. I've gotten hit with a ball. Well, I caught for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. You take foul balls into the mask all the time. Got nailed with a ball in, but it wasn't off of a bat. It was just somebody threw, what you call it, it hit me in the side of the head. Mm. Yeah, no, but there was a collision going on at the plate, so it's nothing.
Did you have a helmet on?
Ask off, you gotta make a play, Diane. No, but nothing like that. I can't think of that thing in the head.
What were you gonna say that your complaint is with her?
This is where hockey gets it right. You don't move during walk around while play's going on.
No, the difference.
I agree. 100. No. I agree that there's not that there's not nonstop action at the end of a play. Baseball, and I do have this issue with somebody who could be nailed with a ball. You got time between pitches. Walk down to the end of the steps, duck down, and then you move to your seat. I don't move through an aisleway or through a row while the play is going on.
But did you give her the green light, and then she took.
There is no green light. You just go.
I'm saying she's carrying food, I believe.
Right. No,
so
but what I'm saying is
she slow to get to the seat, making her way around knees, being the most efficient.
But you move during while a play is going on.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did she start her movement before?
Then she should have stopped.
But
you can't
the park.
I wasn't even thinking about it just for being courteous to fellow.
People get caught. I mean, they let people go. I get a lot of college basketball games.
Get up and down anytime you want.
No, you can't. The announcers won't let you go, but announcers let you go, and then there's a little backup, and you're not there in time, and you still go. So, like, you do, but because of a pen or an issue with having other people stand up in the row.
See, I can't do basketball. I haven't been to enough. There is no usher that holds a play,
even for seats like that.
Nope.
Camera?
Nope. There is no usher that'll hold you up to wait till and say, okay, you can go now.
Oh, see, that's really surprising.
You just walk down. Like, you have to show your usher when you go to enter that ticket. And then you just walk down, sit down, you can do whatever you want once you're in your... Like in hockey, you can move into that section. I guess what you're saying, basketball is pretty similar to that, where they'll hold you at the top and then tell you, okay, there's a stop. I do get what you mean. Play starts before you, sometimes in some cases, before you... She should not have been doing that. Now, I'm not blaming her for taking a ball. Well, I am a little bit, kind of, for taking the ball to... But that's why you can't move around. And not because you have a fear of a ball hitting you.
No, you shouldn't be sitting in those seats if that's a fear.
Well, you also have the net
staff member that's right there and catches her. What's his job?
Wait, let me
see. He looks like an usher.
Let me see. Hold on. There's a Castro. Oh, all right. Oh, that's just a security guy walking there to make sure that you're probably not acting a fool.
Well, there were 10 people at the...
I'm sorry, Nate and Gabe. It's not packed. That guy wasn't working as an usher. He's just working security in that section.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think she got to her seat okay. But yeah, no, you can't move around. Oh, that dude was there pretty quick.
Well, he was standing right next to her. Obviously, she was lucky. She probably would have had that guy not caught her.
Was she out? You don't take a ball to the head like that and stay conscious. I wouldn't want to.
Wonder with the neck brace on her eyes. Oh. Obviously, minutes and minutes
Frank
later.
Gave the thumbs.
I'm sure her friend, you know, I got an early day.
Are
you good?
Those are good seats, bro. Those are good seats. You're front row. Have you ever, honestly, have you behind home plate once? Once a month, sit front row behind home plate. It's the most amazing thing ever. You're right there. You're essentially, now you do get boxed out you a little bit, but those are fantastic. And then the other thing, and this is where I feel a little bit bad, is how much gear is she? She's getting loaded up.
That's the first thing your head goes to.
I would also want the ball. I don't know if they kept that for. I definitely want a jersey. I probably want seats to come back because I didn't get to enjoy the game.
Yeah.
But you know you're getting free food and drinks, so load me up with that. But yeah, I want the gear in the worst way. But yeah, I don't know. See if there was an update on fine. She's fine. I'd be okay. I say that.
A lot of people are talking about Nats Park and said the ushers stop you.
In the President's Club?
On the concourse that they hold up.
Let's say
their little stop signs. They hold you up and you can't walk down until the next play.
I will say this. So at Nats Park you have the ones that are really, really low. Club seats, which are right above that. One time was given tickets by executive, to sit in the President's Club seat. There wasn't one person that stopped. And that's like full on restaurant service. Dude, I was up and down like crazy with that kind of free food. I was hitting Carver's full.
Carver's seats.
There wasn't one person who... As a matter of fact, I don't feel at a game at Nats Park.
I've only games.
Old fans on the concourse at bad ends. I've never seen that happen. Walked in and out of there with no problems.
There's another person who's saying that.
No, because I've been to a game happen.
And is that probably people who pay for those seats? Do they the experience and risk them not just to sit there?
Well, I mean, but no, but I'm saying I've only sat in those seats once, but I've sat seats ever again, and I've been pulled up. Maybe it just periodically happens, or maybe rec line on like first base or third base where somebody could drill a ball into you. But like out in the outfield or up a level, I've never been stopped.
So what?
You like how I now turn this into, you know what? It's her fault, Diane. It's really? Her, well, it kind of like that when you like that. You got a pitch coming in.
Here you go. So I'm looking at the graphic.
Right.
No outs, and there was one strike.
Right.
So she may have let, they may have.
Hold on. Wait, before his, is anybody on? Is anybody on? No, okay.
Before his at-bat started.
It's still two pitches.
I know, but they're speeding the game up.
It's still.
No.
Still doesn't matter. Still doesn't matter. Can you? Now I'm going to get real nitpicky. Now I'm going to go through this like it's the Zapruder film. Where is she when the pitch?
When the pitch starts?
When
in the row when the pitch starts.
No, she's not. When AJ Burnett.
Yes, she's in the row. The pitch is starting. She's
okay, he's
in
already.
Row.
He has the ball in his hand. Before he starts his pitch, she should have stopped. Yes, she's not even paying attention. He is in his windup and she's.
Oh, I agree that, and we all agree that she should have had her eye on.
Why would you want to miss a pitch at a baseball game?
She may have gotten the thumbs up to go down.
Okay, but you stop.
You do run that risk, obviously.
Gosh, she's going to get everything, though. So AJ Burnett.
She should have been butt to her seatmates, essentially. Instead of facing them and with her back to the pitch.
I could take it back a step. What she should have done, wait till the pitch was over, and then don't obstruct my view.
Tyler on Twitter writes, this sounds like Elliot totally ignores the ushers.
Not true at all. I'm good at hockey games. I'm great. If I can't make it, if I'm down to my seat, like if I'm of the rush to get into the section, and listen, this sound. If I know I can't make it all the way down to the front row before they're going to, you didn't have to say that, Elliot. If I can't make
sorry, you dropped something.
If I can't make it all the way down to the front row while people are going, I'll wait. Respectful.
So the rest
the
of the fans are the cattle.
They, no,
as you go to the front row,
get all the way down to the front for my seats. Then I won't
first
be with the rest
period
of the cast.
Passes. I'll leave that intermission if a player hasn't winked at me yet.
I am in a good little FU battle with Wisnowski from the Islanders.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hey.
We'll call you Doctor.
Oh hey, what's going on, dude?
Not too much. So I have been to 7 games this year here and. Really, my usher would go about this. It's a elderly guy, and not only does every single time he a little card to make for the game,
right?
He ushers you down. You can't walk in. So his rule is between at bats. It's when you're, like you go to the bathroom or something like that, and you come back. He's line of people held up.
So he'll hold you up. Hey, can I ask you this? Whereabouts are your seats? I won't know section numbers, but like where are you on?
So I'm like 3. That's past first base on the second.
Really? So they'll hold you up? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever been held up there. Oh, and you're not. You might be in a little bit in a foul ball. Somebody that to get up to where you are.
We haven't had one yet this year.
Yeah, no, somebody really had to ding one up there. But you're with me. Give me often paid attention.
I should have stopped.
But you getting loaded up with it. That pisses me off. Last night.
I got one baseball complaint. I think you'll be on the same page with me about this. ESPN needs to get these different things that they put.
Oh, annoying. It's gotten so annoying. Couldn't agree. I'll explain it to you later.
I popped the game on, and I was like, what the hell is that crap?
It's way too much. It's way overdone. And now I agree with you. It's way. Anyway, listen, dude, are you, you get
he's talking about the live pitch. Talking about the replay.
No, the live pitch. But I'm saying after the pitch, then they'll turn it.
Yeah, but after
everything.
The pitch, after the pitch, who cares?
I don't
pitch.
Like that either.
It's terrible.
Yeah, no, I don't like the whole box being up there. You can get rid of the whole box from it. You got umpires out there for a reason. Hey, do you got the Cardinals in town for 3 stars?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a nice little series. Anyway, dude, you and I got to hook up. We got to go to a baseball game. One of the two. I don't care whichever one you're into. Anyway, listen, hold tight 1 second for me, all right, bro?
All right, sounds good.
You got it, man. We'll talk to you. Later. All right, let me.
By the way, Corey, and it works baseball, and they were playing the Cubs.
Right.
Corey on Facebook says she should have caught it with a beer.
Doesn't it make catching it with a beer that much more impressive?
If she
awesome, that would have been
yes,
great.
A little different than like a pop fly.
All right, listen. We got a ton of stuff that we. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Lay everything next.
world needs to see something more powerful.
Avengers Age of Ultron hits theaters on May 1st. Elliot in the Morning wants you to see it early with
Ultron in the flesh.
Listen all week and win your passes to Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers Age of Tuesday night at the Regal Majestic 20 in Silver Spring. That's 3D screening.
Yeah, I'll get this. I got no plans tomorrow night.
Listen all week. Win every day. Can't get through? No problem. com/EITM and sign up to get your passes there.
There are no strings on me.
Elliot in the Morning's Age of Ultron. Yo's. Experience 3D. Elliot in the Morning.
XFL 102 presents The Offspring. Make it a 3-day weekend with a BFD rehab session. Best performance Monday, May 4th at the Capitol Ale Hall. Call. The only way in is for ES to listen and win. Recover from the festival with the soothing sounds of smoke.
It's okay,
because
I got myself
to see. The rehab session featuring a legendary monk. BigFieldDay.com.
Say, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. Almost, almost. I love you.
To you, your dog is more than your exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system, and shoulder to cry. In the best darn alarm block you've ever had. Able to say the words exactly. Your dog says he loves you in so many ways. Help with him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Advantix 2 provides broad spectrum protection against fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes too. Plus, Canine Advantix 2 kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't have to bite your dog.
That's it. You're a good boy. Oh, no.
Advantix 2 for the love of dog. Canine Advantix 2 for dog veterinary clinics and pet specialty retailers. Learn more at caninadvantix2.com.
Wawa's freshly made now just 2 for $3. So grab one for you, then grab one for a friend. Now and one for later. And we won't judge. From Applewood smoked bacon, egg, and cheese on an all-butter croissant to tasty turkey sausage and French toast variety. Or Sizzlies will you choose? Got Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
New flavor alert! Philip Rock Red Reserve Creme de la Creme de Creme High after e-liquid on the market is vapes. Filtered to perfection. Created with actual Arabica coffee. Extracted in-house exclusively for this blend to give it a sweet. And of course, only using all dip into Philip Rock's Creme de la Creme today at RVA Vapes. The people's choice. People's choice in accessories in RVA. 61 at rvavapes.com. 922-3083. RVA Vapes.
Feeling stuck in a job at Stratford University has the answer. At our open house on Thursday, April 23rd at our Glen Allen campus. For details, go to u/open house. Stratford University. Changing lives, one student at a time.
Jezebel's invites you to join the fun while helping a great cures, a cancer research organization. Jezebel's is Saturday night, April 25th from 7 to 11. If you'd like to sponsor 2184, that's E4.
Get together for new brioche French toast at IHOP with two incredible new toppings. You'll love strawberry creme or caramel apple. IHOP's new brioche French toast at a
French toast ever.
IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Darn and metal, shred your metal to register B2015. For every 100 pounds shredded metal, celebrate another year in business and you could win some great prizes. In Mill Road.
There's and hair on your back is one of them, and that's a very uncomfortable situation. And girls do just that. You know, women don't like hair. I called IDEA. From what research I'd done, they were the leader in hair removal in this area. Myself, I had back area done, and my arms as well. Since I've had the laser hair removal, it's made me more outgoing, and Ideal Image has definitely changed my life.
Ideal Image, over 4 million treatments, nation's trusted name in laser hair removal. Guys, this month, it's time to start and treat yourself to laser hair. Ideal Image is offering 50% off all laser hair removal services. Call Ideal today to schedule your complimentary, but this offer won't last. Be Ideal today. That's 1-800-BE-IDEAL or check out idealimage.com.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you insurance? Call us today. Say, nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Tired routine. You don't have to burn over. Defect to the next generation of breakfast with a warm, fluffy biscuit taco, AM Crunch Wrap, Grande Scrambler, or Cinnabon Delights. Only at Taco Lift Live Moss. At participating
the Nissan of Richmond traffic center.
Conditions remain clear and calm for you on the traffic front, at least for the side roads where there are no problems. No delays and no worries. Chippenham Expressway, no current collisions or stalled vehicles. Nothing slowing you down right now. In fact, green flag conditions. 5295 and 64.
It's number one morning show in the morning on XL 102.
Busy today. We got to get through today. In order, first time winners here in just a little bit. I am going to give you tickets to go see Faith No More in concert. And then as long as we're going in for passes for you to join us 1 week from tonight. It's Elliot in the Morning. Spenders, Age of Ultron. Do a little IMAX 3D. Whole theater that we have to fill up. When I tell you to call, if you can't listen, I don't know. Maybe you just got off work. You're heading home. You're like, dude, I'm not gonna be around at that point. You can register to try to get your tickets online. Go to /EITATM online. You'll see the Avengers stuff there. You can register to get your tickets that way. Also, later on this morning, I will have tickets to go see Alabama Shakes. Now, the important part of that is you get tickets, you qualify for the grand prize that we give away on Friday. Winner and a guest will head to Bonnaroo down in Manchester, Tennessee. So we'll give you that. And then before we get to Diane's Dirt, more playoff tickets for you. I have tickets for you to see the Cavs and tickets for you to see the Wizards and the Raptors. So we'll give you those during Diane's stories that we got to get through today. It is going to be very, very busy today. So Diane, let's get going with some news, please.
Police officers now suspended as the investigation continues into the death of Freddie Gray. He died from a severed spinal cord after being taken into custody. Both the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Bushner, Anthony Batts, appealing for continued calm after protests. Investigators say they still don't understand or when Gray was. They said although excessive force not shown on video, right, officers had apparently been slow to recognize that Freddie Gray, who had asthma and had asked for an inhaler, needed, and police pursued him when he ran away after a lieutenant had made eye contact with him in a neighborhood known to have not of drug dealers,
sure,
walking around. Texas-based Bluebell Creameries has issued a recall for
Remember we were talking about the vet woman with the bow and arrow?
Exactly.
That's in Brenham. That's out of.
Yes, and now they're recalling all a couple of samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for Listeria. They say they can't say what the bacteria was introduced facilities, but they're recalling ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, etc., have the potential to be contaminated. So the first recall was issued last month after the CDC contaminated with Listeria to at least 3 deaths at a hospital in Kansas. Several other people were sickened with listeriosis, muscle aches, and other gastrointestinal symptoms.
Bluebell's in 23 states, or sold in 23 states. The majority of them are
right.
But I mean, I feel like everybody knows Bluebell. Well, they certainly know him from the news. Do you recover from that? I mean, they had down for a while. Did one recall, and now they're stripping everything off the shelves.
What they do away and scrub it down and start it.
All the product gets thrown out, yeah. So they'll never. The plants have been completely shut down and scrubbed. I mean, do you survive that? I mean,
financially,
yeah,
or image.
No. If they said Bluebell's all clear and they sold ice cream, I'd go out and get it tomorrow. It's fantastic.
Obviously,
so that wouldn't bother me.
I mean, if your image is affected financially down the line,
would this prevent you from buying it? My question is, can they even keep going?
Well, yeah. What
bankrupt?
Scope of the operation, what is it compared to bees or a turkey? You know, like
I feel like it's smaller than Turkey Hill. Turkey Dunn.
Yeah, because I mean, I
don't know Edie's that well, the brand.
But I don't buy Edie's
or Breyers or one that
I'm not
you feel
good
like
on. I'm not good on ice cream. Oh, it's nowhere close to Baskin Robbins.
Right, but I mean the ones that you would see sold.
I just go in and grab. Just go. Looks good. But I will grab Bluebell vanilla ice cream.
You
so good. Oh yeah. Oh, especially if I got my period on. Forget it. If I'm in a bad mood, night cream. Bluebell is good. You know what? The answer to that. I don't know the answer to like how they stack up against or any of those.
Leading ice cream brands 2014 based on sales.
Oh damn it! I feel like I know number one.
Crap.
Is it Wait?
Well, private label obviously means that the grocery stores, the ice cream makers, to then throw their name on is number one just based on sheer volume.
Right, so I can make a deal with like Baskin Robbins and then just slap my name on it.
Baskin Robbins, I don't think they sell in stores.
Yeah, they do. Doesn't Baskin Robbins, they sell it out of their stores.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'll buy quarts out of there.
But you have to go stores.
Oh, okay. Haagen-Dazs. No, that's not a big good call. I mean, whatever. I don't know why I'm ripping that apart.
So taking private label out.
Shut the F up. Oh, my God.
There is Haagen-Dazs, Bright, and Blue Bunny.
Never heard of Blue Bunny, but Bluebell's awesome. It's from that little creamery in Bright. I didn't know they were that big.
So I've had it before.
Oh, it's so good. I'd have it again. You know who? Damn it. I can't remember who it is. There's a big, there's a bunch of chains that, but I can't remember. There's celebrates that they carry Bluebell. And it's out of nowhere. What is it? Outback. You're absolutely, Outback celebrates that they have Bluebell.
Oh, is that nationwide?
I almost had that last night, but the guy,
okay.
Yeah, I assume that they've got a national deal.
The Black Hat Bandits that we've had in recent months stole more than $180,000 from 9 different bank robberies throughout D.C. 66-year-old Thomas George arrested in connection with one in March on Connecticut Avenue in Northwest D.C. They've also arrested another, still searching for others after they made off with $182,000. Japanese maglev train, that is the fastest passenger train in the world, has just broken its own speed record.
How fast did it go?
3 miles per hour.
Dude!
In a test run today, surpassed its record of 361 that was set in 2003.
Man, don't you wish we had those speed trains? Even use them?
They're
385.
They're developing a new line that will reduce travel and Osaka to just minimum by bullet train is about 3 hours.
Wow. Can you imagine that? God, that would be something. That would be great.
And that's the one that they were talking about for... Right?
Yeah, but
that'll
they won't
never
do it.
Happen.
That'll never happen.
The last sentence at the White House was actually released yesterday, identified as 54-year-old Jerome Hunt. He is from Hayward, California. He was the guy that went over the fence on the South Monday evening. He was carrying a package that was later deemed to be harmless. So he was charged with unlawful entry required.
He was all braggy on. Came here specifically to jump the fence. I knew what I was going to do. Was it hard? Oh, I don't want to say. God, I wish he were still in jail.
Health evaluation and will be monitored by a GPS tracking. Seeing they're rolling out a new limited edition Frappuccino. That should be out a week from today.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Starbucks.
Oh, whatever.
S'mores Frappuccino infused whipped cream, milk chocolate, or crumbs.
Yeah, you know what? I might try it.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Sinfully Thin has made diet whiskey. It is supposed to be healthier.
Whiskey's already good for you.
1.5. Look at the calorie label. Jack Daniels is fewer calories than that, and they've done okay.
Diet whiskey is stupid. That's ridiculous. Whiskey is good for you. So it's ridiculous that they would do that.
Full-length Jurassic World trailer came out yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Movie open up June 12th. Roseanne Barr losing her, told the Daily Beast at the Tribeca Film Festival for her documentary that she has degeneration and glaucoma. Macular degeneration leads to blindness and is closing in now. She's two, and she's actually about what she'll miss when she doesn't have her eyesight anymore.
I'm missing. My man, by the way.
She will miss seeing, but she said she's going to miss reading. She's actually thought about hiring somebody to read for her and read to her.
You know how far down on the list that would be for me? Like, I'd miss seeing.
Think how much.
Like other things.
Reading. You're just thinking sitting down and reading phone constantly.
Yeah, but I'd read the text messages for me.
Done that? It's so annoying.
I've never done it.
Robot
done voice. It. But that feature exists. I've never done it.
I discovered
but my phone
it when
is it bad?
Painful.
Well, they say cuss words.
Can try that.
You are a stupid ass.
Who's writing that out? But apparently she has been using medicinal marijuana, period.
Yes, I have.
Because it's it helped for the feeling in her eyes. Johnson, he's leaving The Daily Show. His last show is going to be August 6th. He's actually doing something kind of cool as part of a fundraiser for Stars and New York Collaboratism. So he's selling things through the Omaze.
Well, Jerry, I watched the Night of Too Many Stars. They auctioned one off a pair of tickets. Then they didn't know the date. But the auction went off that night as well.
So there are tiers of things that you can do, and then all that money will go to those two charities. One of the bigger events taking part with his last day. You and a friend fly to New York. You get to stay in a forest to pee for the last taping.
What? That'd be a nice little gift for me.
Omaze.com.
That would be nice if you guys all wanted to.
.com has all the details on how you can take part in that. Boston Marathon yesterday, Lalisa DeCisa of Ethiopia's Caroline Rodich were the winners. The second one that has been run since the 2013 bombing. So second Boston Marathon victory, El DeCisa, who also won the year that the bombing happened. So 2 hours, 9 minutes, 17 seconds.
Yeah, you know, go back to 2013. I couldn't have told you that was the guy who won that. But the city with him, because all of the stuff that he got for winning the Boston Marathon that day dated back to the city. Mm-hmm. You guys need this. This is for you guys. And gave it all back to Boston. Loves this guy. Like, they fell in love with him.
Caroline.
And he was great yesterday when he won. He was fantastic when he won yesterday.
Yeah, women's winner. 55 seconds. NFL releasing their season schedule tonight on the NFL Network. Starts at 8 o'clock. They really need 3 hours of
yes,
that?
Yes, of course they do. It's something to put on. And then tomorrow's the word. And then every stupid sports show, TV, radio, doesn't matter. Everybody, you know what? Let's go through the schedule and predict what the record will be. And 3 hours to release the schedule is ridiculous. I hate it.
There may be Entler and Ndamukong Suh playing for the Dolphins as they opened up their voluntary workout camp yesterday. He was usually never Lions, but he was there yesterday.
First impression.
Yeah.
Plus, he gets $15,000 if he shows up. I'd show up for $15,000.
Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Rangers beating the Penguins. Wild shut out the Blues 3-0, and the Ducks beat the Jets in overtime to take a 3-lead. Caps and Islanders at Nassau Coliseum. Islander games to 1. The Capitals tonight and again on Thursday with an upper body injury, most likely a shoulder.
That could stretch me assuming the series continues. He could end up.
Nats off last night. They'll kick off a series against the Cardinals with against Lance Lynn in a rain short box over the Orioles 7-1 on Patriots Day. Tigers topping the Yankees 2-1. They are now 11-2. And the Brewers will be without their second baseman Scooter Jeanette after he cut his hand in the shower, reaching after Milwaukee's game.
His hand.
No, is it bad?
No, it's really not that bad. But he's stitched up on his. I have no idea what body wash you like. It must be, unless it's hanging all or something. And he scraped
it's
it
not
under.
Anything is sharp on a body wash container.
You don't know. You don't know what Milwaukee's showers are
it's
like.
It's a game that he plays. You have to wind your wall with razors. I don't get it. Bulls beating the Bucks to test a series lead in the NBA playoffs. Golden State beating the Pelicans to also take a 2-0 series lead. Wizards and Toronto against the other games tonight. Cavaliers and the Rockets will play the Mavericks. And say hi, Kevin Harvick going to be at the White House with the president.
Oh, hi, happy Harvick.
To celebrate being your Sprint Cup champion. That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Hey, did you see Priority Trade ads on TV? Well, let me tell you, huge test. Priority traded in more than 200 cars and trucks. These are not from rental car filled auctions. These are great local cars. And we've moved some of the best values to our used car supercenters. Priority West End just off West. Priority Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg. It's not even way below Kelley Blue Book. Many are priced below $10,000. All are ready to go. All come with oil and filter changes and state inspections for life and your engine guaranteed for life. SUVs, minivans, and every make and month. Frankly, we don't expect them to last long, so if you're looking for a great buy on a great car, you need to check them out today at Priority West End Supercenter on Carousel just off West Broad, Priority Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg, or go to PriorityUsed.com. At Priority, used car buyers can have it all too.
You can have it all.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
it's all going to pot.
By the way, I totally forgot to mention it earlier. Michael Farquhar will be on with us a couple hours from now. We'll talk to him. He has a book out. It's called Bad Days in History. It's good. It's good. It's really... So anyway, a couple hours from now, Michael Farquhar will be on with us. You need some first-time winners. Signers, 866-866-232-3468. First-time winners, you call me right now. I am going to give you to go see Faith No More in concert. That show is at Merriweather Post Pavilion on August 2nd. 866-2-Elliot, 866-5468.
My last Daily Show program will be August the 6th. I will be wearing a suit.
I will more than likely than lich.
I'm sorry, I'll be wearing overalls, and I won't.
In the morning. Two.
Hey, babe. Let's ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't let noise. Stop by AutoZone and get a new rotors. Introducing new Duralast Max Prince Premium Brake Pads, and from the original pads that came on your car.
Hey, it's Fletcher, and it's Krabby's Alcoholic Ginger Beer Week in Richmond. Not the Krabby, but these original, or perfectly served over ice with a slice of citrus. And check out Krabby's Card 60 at 52. The Krabby's Infused Burrito at Bandito's. Paint night at the Speakeasy taken with the Krabby's Burger Batch. You can celebrate Krabby's Week by visiting Kroger, Total Wine, Fresh Market, Cheesins, and Once Upon a Vine, refreshing ginger beer. Check out Krabby'sGingerBeer.com for all the events.
There's lots of winning reasons. Just ask a friend who drives one. Did you know that every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care Cost Maintenance Plan with roadside assistance exclusive for Toyota owners? Toyota Care covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 10 miles, whichever comes first. And your new Toyota cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet. So see your participating dealer for all the details. Race time in Richmond. New 50 is on Friday, April 24th, and the Toyota Owners 400 race is on April 9th. Go to RIRI all of the exciting Toyota race details. Then visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% on select new Toyota models and cash back from Toyota. APR financing terms in model year, and not all buyers will qualify at Toyota.com, and then visit your Richmond area Toyota dealer today. Let's go places.
Feet put in a hard day, and that's how they feel and smell. Odor Eaters powders and sprays control sweat and odor immediately, and heated formulas destroy odor, absorb sweat, and leave feet dry and comfortable. Kick off your shoes with confidence. Odor Eaters.
Coming in this month at Hendrick Chevrolet Butte. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles at their brand new location just a quarter mile past Shortfront Mall on West Broad Street. New vehicles and 7,000 proofs. We're starting off the season with Chevrolet vehicles. Here's the first pitch. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to 50 on all Equinox and Terrain. And 8 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. The payoff pitch is on the way. MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, Lexus, Traverses, and up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Encores. What a way to start the season. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond can be a Hendrick driver.
Times sure have changed. I started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. Our favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things: how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car in 5 years.
We're getting reports of a disabled vehicle. It's over on the right shoulder of Chippenham, northbound near problems on the downtown expressway. 95 southbound between Ashland and Hannah Road. Watch for a stalled vehicle. That's on the right shoulder. No worries on the side streets.
It's in the morning. Morning. XL 102.
Time winners, 866-2 Elliot. 866-624-6822. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yes, me.
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Sam.
Hey, Sam. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I am doing excellent, thank you. Sam, what'd you end up doing last night?
Absolutely, a few beers and went straight to bed.
Night, I'll take that. All right, so listen, here's what I want to do for you. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You wore, or when they get to 10 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you, and you enjoy the show. All right, dude.
Sorry.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold tight. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Joel.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joel.
I am a specialist at a factory, and I'm also a ring announcer for professional wrestling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you really?
I am, yeah.
I can't help but tell you, Tyler's sitting right off to my right, just perked up. Wait, where do you do your ring announcing?
All over the place, but primarily in Pennsylvania ring, though.
I got you. Now, do you know ring announcer Josh?
Josh, do you have a last name?
First name, ring announcer, last name, Josh. He also does ring announcing, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, I mean, this is like yesterday when Star Wars Sean called in. Deja vu.
Are you doing like Raw and stuff like that?
Oh, that would be amazing, but I just do
it. Fine. No, listen, you do what your passion takes you. Happiness is all that matters.
Absolutely, man.
Goddamn right. Yo, can I ask you something real quick? I was looking at something yesterday, and it jumped in. Again, we head down for the Welcome to Rockville Festival. We were giving away trips for people to go down there with us. Is the Welcome to Rockville Festival. So we'll fly down on Friday. When is the last time that you were on a plane?
My wife just came, was going over to meet her family.
Okay, you know what, that's cool. I feel like there's a lot there that I should.
No worries.
Okay, no, that's fine. Sit down. Like, did you round your seat or anything at all?
The only thing I really did, what was that? What's that one medication that helps you relax? Xanax.
Yeah. Oh, really? You're not a good flyer?
Not at all.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. No, so you see the story that just pops out at me. And the family is flying home from Orlando, right?
Yeah.
So they get on the plane, and it's a woman and their kid. So seats. And so they get on the plane, and they put their bags under the seat in front of them. And they sit down, right? Normal behavior when you get on a plane. So anyway, I guess at some point they went to like move a bag or get something out of the bag, and they noticed that the bottom of the bag was limp.
Okay,
what's wrong, Diane?
I'm waiting for the next.
Anyway, so they put their carry-on bags underneath the seat. Then they noticed that, like I said, they go to get something out of that the underside of the bag is damp. Then they notice. You know what? What it does kind of. Now, Shirley is the wife, right?
Right.
So she reaches down and she rubs the and realizes that the is very, very wet.
Okay.
Well, you know what happens thing that you're going to do after you rub the floor?
Me? I did, but I would be kind of freaked out.
No, the first thing you do is you smell your hand. I mean, and now the floor was wet, and she went, do. I mean, that makes sense.
It's involuntary.
Yeah, you know what that smell is.
You know you shouldn't.
That's vomit.
Oh! It was pee.
That's vomit. Puked on.
Oh, my God.
What?
And so, yeah, so when she rubs the floor and it's wet, so she gets there and she gets to her nose, and she's like, oh, yeah, definitely threw up. Now, Shirley suffers from, and this part, by the way, this is total BS. I don't buy this at all. But they say they suffer from misophobia, the fear of germ. So she immediately began crying.
I thought that was a germaphobe.
She began crying because she was so upset. I think that's thrown in there to get kind of increased.
What, the crying part?
I don't buy it. I don't buy that. Oh, I'm a germaphobe. Then you're not on.
How's her sex life post-incident?
She can't have sex. Yeah. Of course not. He did acknowledge that a passenger seated had become sick on an earlier flight, but the family had been cleaned by the cabin crew. I had no idea that they come in and they clean that kind of stuff.
What, yeah, I wouldn't think that either.
Well, it sounds like they didn't
clean. I mean, you can only clean so much.
Yeah, it was just the crew that comes in and makes sure there's not any in the seat back pocket.
Oh, that's staying
or.
But, like, I think
that is gross on a flight.
Wait,
I can't imagine touching vomit. A napkin that's in the seat pocket.
Oh, well, yeah, what are you going to do? You just move it up, move it to the side, put your stuff in there.
I'd rather not handle it.
Something in there, like you pull the seat back and you know, just take your hand, you move it to the book or whatever you got in there. Yeah, no, it's milieu.
It may have been used as a
ass wipe.
Hanky.
Oh, I'll take boog over ass wipe any day of the week.
All right.
For a baby?
Yeah, for a kid? You don't know. Somebody could have wiped
about
it. You know what? I'm itchy and I don't feel like going to the bathroom.
I wouldn't put it past you.
I wouldn't be surprised if I've done that. I don't remember that. But yeah. Now, they do say here, it says, we're going to clean the area. See, my kids puked on a plane. And, like, we've wiped up the floor. No idea that somebody had puked there.
All right.
I mean,
like, they don't come in and they do that.
When you smell it. That's a pretty distinct smell. When they first sat down.
It wasn't until Ms. wiped her hand on it and smelled the vomit.
Was the
sometimes you get on a plane, they just smell.
Was the
United?
No. I'm not siding with United, but I think they're blowing it up to, like, by the way, I would do the same thing. Fly my ass first class all over the At that point, you just got your hand out, but lifetime pass.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
But the first, and if I were a germaphobe, I would smell vomit.
Yeah.
But, like, I think back to all over that seat. I guarantee you that seat wasn't cheap when people got on that plane.
No, I couldn't. Not well.
Yeah, no, but if
I gave it my best shot.
No.
It smelled horrible. Remember, I sprayed cologne all over myself. That didn't make anyone that much more nauseous.
It's dracol. No, but that seat was still wet the next time when somebody went to sit down on it.
Oh, yeah. There was so, because it was a bag. That was the problem. I ran out of bag.
But when I see this, all I can think of is when we get on the plane, they'd be stuck in like a puke puddle.
I'll move.
Where are you going to? You can't just get up and move.
Well, then I guess, like you said, they're going to have to fly me free around the world, which I'm sure
they will.
To
see you Monday, Diane.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing you can now. Also, so is anybody willing, before she sits down on the plane, push down on her seat cushion and also maybe rub her feet on the floor with shoes?
What's that going to tell you? With shoes on?
You can tell if the floor is wet if your foot starts slipping. You've never, like, spilled on carpet?
No,
just
true.
You just over the place.
In my case,
right.
When I vomited
all over that seat,
pan of coke, the disc was a visual.
The
you didn't
seat
just
was
smell
wet.
It. You didn't need to feel it. You could see that something on with the cushion.
Yeah, but when you're getting on a plane and everybody's getting herded in, I don't know that you would know.
Yeah, you look at your seat to make sure that there's
like
residual
debris.
Crumbs that the crew also decided not to clean up.
Yeah, but even if it was... And they just kind of splatter all over the way.
If you did that
right.
After us,
right.
When I vomited, it'd be like when, but there's water on top of it.
Like Blue Man Group.
Oh, yeah, like paint, yellow.
Hey, listen, dude, hold tight one second for me. I'm going to go to your tickets. You will go see family.
Thank you very much, sir.
You got it. Wait, the family? How do they know the family? The family that put their hand in the puke, the woman.
Where did you say they were from?
I didn't.
Or did it say?
I just know that they were leaving. Here we go. They got $150 voucher for every member of the family. It's too much.
The amount they're complaining, that's enough?
It's $450 worth of airline tickets. By the way, I still don't buy that she's...
Are you arguing on her behalf that that's too much?
I'd want more.
A lifetime
I would be going nuts. I would be going nuts. I would be going crazy. I'm just saying, I don't buy that she's a germaphobe. I really don't.
I don't know why. I mean, look at somebody like...
Or a vessel
sometimes
of germs.
You have to be. Like, there are places that you can't drive.
Lando? I don't know where...
Where
is she?
Amsterdam. They went Amsterdam to Orlando, and then I don't know where they were headed from Orlando.
Maybe for convenience sake, they didn't have time for her to drive. If she's germ right, she wouldn't want to be on an airplane.
No, not at all. Not at all. And if I was,
all private.
Yes, but she probably doesn't host...
They're probably... She has to suck it up and fly, even though she hates it.
Do they even clean the planes when you come in?
Come in from where?
Like, when a plane lands and everybody gets off?
Yeah.
But they're not looking for vomit and piss like that.
No,
there's many
obvious,
people that get, it's got to be puke all over planes.
I feel like it's like touching vomit. Everyone's a germaphobe.
The
germaphobe.
Oh, you don't.
I would identify
to
myself
vomit.
To
no,
the press
no,
as a germaphobe if I'm to a big
vomit.
Puddle of.
Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Yo.
Hey, who's this?
The Clearfiller, baby.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Kind of sick germaphobe would even touch the floor of an airplane.
There's also a good question. That's a, it's a fantastic question.
Put holes in her story.
No, I believe she touched the vomit. I do believe she's touched the vomit. But I don't believe tears from touching the vomit.
But isn't that the difference between, is it me germaphobia?
What's that? That you
crushional.
Oh.
Like your reaction to it.
So you think it's legit?
Like Howie Mandel is annoying about it. He'd freak out and cry and throw a fit that leads to tears because he's a germ or touched something.
So that's
legit. She was a true germaphobe. She would be crying from the minute she got on.
Smell the vomit. She would have smelled the vomit. Goddamn, vomit stinks. No, it does. You smell that.
But was it so wet? Because, like you said, well, why didn't she smell
fresh vomit?
No,
wait,
listen.
Meat smell?
No, because you said, well, she didn't smell it when she sat down. Did they try to do a de-steaming it up and they, like, scrubbed the carpet enough to where it was still wet?
No, the poor just wiped it up. That's what I've done. That's what I saw on a plane.
Did you tell anybody?
No. Who am I going to tell?
Maybe they could tell the cleaning crew to occur or something. I don't know.
They're not maids. They're there for safe adult snacks. They're not there to. What am I going to tell the flight attendant for?
Hey, listen, I'm sorry. My son got sick. I cleaned it up as best I could, but I just wanted to let you know in case
I wanted to clean it up more. If I were a flight attendant, and then I would just walk away and like...
But, telling him.
Well, that doesn't change anything. It does. I can tell... Hey, Diane, I just crapped on the floor in the bathroom. Are you telling anybody?
Not going to be using that
job. No, you didn't tell the flight attendant when you puked all over the seat.
The internet says that the two things are interchangeable, germophobia and misophobia.
Okay, so it's not... I've never heard of somebody who...
You dread filth and germs that much?
Then she would have been crying in the air. She would have cried everywhere.
But now that they're interchangeable and it's not an elevated degree, germophobes, like Diane said, sometimes...
Oh, wait, here we go. Here's something else. It was clear that no one had cleaned the area. This is the husband. It was clear the area sitting because there was no evidence of any whatsoever. This was purely that distinct smell of vomit on our hands and backpacks. United offered the family two alternatives. Out the next day. Oh, so you know what? They must not have taken off yet. So they must have bags under there where there went to shift the smell. So they have not left the left yet. Orlando. Fly or stay in their seats.
I thought they sat it.
Shirley's wife, who works for the FDA, had to be at work on Monday. The family opted to stay put and were given trash bags with around their soil.
Gross.
Oh, did Diane wrap her luggage for the food? Nah, puddle of vomit.
Saran wrap around their suitcase.
Puddle of vomit. Says I was ready to at least come in and scrub it down because Lord knows what, you know, what that vomit contained. United Airlines has since admitted the seats were not cleaned as they should have been prior to takeoff. And then they were given a $150 flight voucher each.
Oh, that has to be you. Did you suit bugs? I gotta watch. It's been so long since. Maybe we watched
the
flight.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
It gets like a four-way splitter headphone jack.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to have to lean across the aisle to be able to see. Well, in the morning.
Morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Neil.
Hey, what's going on, Neil?
Hey, I work in this tree, and I've been in there for about 30 years. The airlines don't clean as well as they used to. Now it's a little bit there's something wrong. They'll tell a cleaning crew, but they don't have a cleaning crew per se to come on the aircraft and clean the aircraft. Flight attendants walk up the aisle, pick up newspapers, and look around, and that's about it anymore.
But that's all I expect.
You know, but I mean, back in, let's say, the 90s, there used to be cleaning crews that would go on the aircraft, wet seat or something, beat up, and change it out for you.
No ass.
Fancy.
Yeah,
ooh.
But... now anymore, it's get them on, get them off, and get it out.
They treat it like, and listen, I when we went to Africa, They made you hold all the stuff in your lap and they just walked down the aisles. What?
Yes. The water's a little bit heavier, clean, but most. Nah, get them in, get them out.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just turn them around. So, and so nobody, if I reach down into a cursory cleanup, unless there's like a pile.
Oh, God.
No, I'm being serious. Unless there's like a big pile of, nobody know that there's vomit on that plane.
Not unless they're told about it.
Yeah, like unless like you brought up like crackers and pretzels, some pepperoni stick or something like that. Nobody's gonna know. If you quit or you could just kind of wipe a little bit, you're good to go.
Smells like vodka.
I used to hate walking on that aircraft, and you could tell what aisles had kids in them, and you're just like, God, here we go.
Seats from diapers all over the place. You know it is.
The worst one is when you're cleaning the seat, back, and there's a diaper.
Yeah, that happened. That happened.
You never did that.
No, I never. I never put a diaper in the back, but I had the seat in front of me.
I remember being.
I didn't leave it there.
Like, hungover as hell, and the woman folded down her tray table. She baby with
change
her
kid on the tray table?
Oh, my. Honey.
You take him to the bathroom. Take him right in the bathroom.
She didn't have time. She had time.
Right to the bathroom. That's where they go. No, and I will tell you this. This story will change only one thing for me when we get on the, I love my shit on an airplane. Kaylee's like, I can't take her shoes off. It doesn't matter. Porta potty. It doesn't matter.
They always wear hard shoes or sneakers. Don't wear sandals.
Right. No, Peter Greenberg tells you that all the time. You should always have safe shoes on in case there's an emergency evacuation from the plane. No, but flip-flops, your feet aren't touching the muck. Kaylee wishes she could open the window on the plane and just dangle it outside.
Cabin pressure. Quit having this story in the news and us discussing it. Remember what triggered vomiting in Amsterdam?
The Panacokin.
Yeah. Remember what it was? It was
being an apple.
It was honey. Excess honey. I had consumed, and here I am on this new age kick with my yoga honey.
I will laugh my ass off on that plane.
It'll have daily honey in fate, and my system will decide. Now's the time to
same flight though that you and Diane got housed on.
No,
that was
different
a different
trip.
One.
Oh, that was Africa. That was after they sprayed everybody. Right. We have all that in our system. Now let's drink. That's right, because Ronnie and I were in first class. I was getting a pedicure. All right, let me do this. Let's take some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-6-2-ELIOT, 855-4-6-8.
This vulnerable world, awful than any of us.
Age of Ultron hits theaters on May 1st. Elliot in the Morning wants you to see it early with us. Ultron Flash. And win your passes to Elliot in the Morning screening of Ultron next Tuesday at the Regal Majestic 20 in Silver Spring for an IMAX 3D screening.
No way we all get through this one tomorrow night.
Listen all every day. Can't get through a problem? Head to facebook.com/EITM online and sign up to get your passes there.
There are no strings on me.
Screening of Avengers from Marvel Studios. Experience it in IMAX 3D. Elliot in the Morning.
XL102. Elliot is the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe even the worst.
XL102 commercial-free. 2 hours of music free from interruption. XL102 Richmond.
Right now, you can join Fitness and get 30 days for $30. 30 days to lose that, to tighten that jiggle. 30 days to start getting ready for summer. All for just $30. Including a 1 hour consultation with a personal trainer to help get you started. Find locations to learn more. 30 days for $30. Now with Fitness. More at amfamfit.com. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply.
Chippy Jones, freaky fresh, freaky good.
Ed, this is Ted. Ted Crenshaw. Get a pencil, because this is going to be a long
one. Ted.
Big family reunion going on here, Ed. Dean Crenshaw.
It's a lot of sandwiches. Ted. So what's the problem, Ted?
Nobody has the exact...
Order by phone, Ted.
I don't.
Nope, just click order eat.
Click order eat.
Just click on the Jimmy John's app on your phone, get a freaky fresh delivery, and eat.
Then I get...
Wait. Seems strange that none of the Crenshaws have the same order, Ted. How come?
It's simple, Ed. We're all adopted.
What?
What's the next best thing to new? Certified used from George Toyota. Right now, we're offering incredible deals on one of the selections of certified pre-owned vehicles, including 2014 Toyota Corolla LE starting at just $14,395 and 2014 Camry LE starting at just $15,995. Two like-new vehicles for under $6,000. Plus, special 2.9% APR financing is available. And every vehicle is backed by the McGeorge Promise, which gives you state and free oil changes and a six-month pre-owned guarantee. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle you can trust, look no further than the McGeorge Certified Sales Center at 7705 West Broad and McGeorge. 2.9% APR with DFS. Prices do not include taxes, tax, title, license, and $595 processing fee. Offers cannot be combined with any other offers. Offers not valid. Offers valid on fire sales. Sales. Offer expires 5/4/20.
Better smoke makes a better smoke. So when Boar's Head crafted our new Black Forest Hand European tradition, smoking it with beechwood chips imported from Germany. This provides a distinct flavor that's both rich and a flavor rarely found in a... While some smoking methods withstand the test of time, ours must also test of taste. Introducing Boar's Head Black Forest Beechwood Smokewood Smoke. Promise elsewhere.
Flat Aspen Motorcycle Road Racing is Expo America, the new home of AMA FIM Superbike. And it's at the International Raceway, May 15th through 17th. See Rocket Quick Acceleration, handlebar-to-handlebar corner battles, and some screaming straight nearly 200 miles an hour. Located on the border of North Carolina and Virginia, near there's plenty for the whole family. Parking under are free. Get your advance at VIRnow.com.
Jezebel's invites you to join the fun while helping a great cures, a cancer research organization. Jammin' at Jezebel's is Saturday night, April 25th from 7 to 11. If you'd like to sponsor 12084, that's 4.
Do you enjoy styling hair or nails? Why not train for a career in cosmetology? Chester is enrolling for its 2015 cosmetology class. Come train in their newly equipped cosmetology school located off I-95 and Route 10 in Chester classes. Financial aid available if qualified. Call 751-9191 or ChesterCareerCollege.edu. That's 751 or ChesterCareerCollege.edu. Chester Career College is certified to by chef.
When I would binge, I would feel completely out of control. I would eat much during my binges. After, I would feel so bad about myself. I'm Sunny C. Gold, an editor. I was diagnosed with binge eating disorder. My advice to someone suffering is to just get help. If you're an adult who's binged for 3 months, learn all of the symptoms that binge, then talk with your doctor.
Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder area of northbound 95 between Carmel Church and the left. That comes 295 and 69 streets. In fact, on the south side, watch for a collision on Hull Street at Manchester Road.
Asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs for the benefit of military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them. On limited entertainment, vets in rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. New or used DVDs, or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to dvets.org. That's the number 4, vets.org.
Coffee, Elliott in the Morning, Bill E.C., Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning, Morning.
No. She don't know about real, she don't know no buff, she don't know, you know about, won't know what that cost, love, she don't know what that is. She don't know about riding it like this.
Now she wanna love.
Love on a hit like me. Wanna love on a hit like me. Now she wanna love. Love on a hit like me. Love on a like me. It's glow on a hit like me.
Tell you in the morning. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on this hour, I'll give you passes to stay night. It's the Elliot with the Elliot in the Morning sneak our own screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. So we'll do that next Tuesday night. You ain't never meet a rap with it. Get a couple of winners, you'll be able to bring three friends. Zoom in little, four packs. Now, keep in mind, if you can't get through, or you're not gonna be, that matters. Facebook.com/EITM online. You could register to get your tickets. And don't forget, later on this morning, we qualify for Kwanaru. And Michael Farquhar will be on with us. Bad days in history. About an hour and 45 minutes or hour and a half or so, we'll talk to him. Right now, though, I do need some follow-up phones to Elliot. Hit 86546. Hey, in the morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Molly.
Hey, Molly, what's going on?
Not much. I just want to let you know that stuff going on. I bought tickets to meet him on May 11th in Annapolis.
We're seeing Scott Weiland this weekend, right? Yeah, he's part of the Welcome to Rock Jacksonville for. He's part of that. The seeing him.
Me too. Stuff going on, saying that he was such a jackass, but it doesn't matter. It's still Scott Weiland.
Exactly. I do remember the last time I saw him. We did like a whole dinner thing, and he was essentially just. I ended up talking to him for like 45 minutes, and he was way back on the red wine at rehab. And then he went away for a while. But I look forward to seeing him
Yeah, man, at least small place. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, that should be pretty good. Anyway, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, honey. Line 2.
Hey, Elliot, what's going on? This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, real quick.
I'm headed down to Jacksonville this weekend, too. I actually went to Welcome to Rockville last year, and I was calling to see if you guys were going to the landing for the free night.
I could put that into my schedule. What's the free show on Friday night? I haven't really done it yet. What is the free show? Free show night?
The headliner is going to be Hollywood Undead.
Right.
But there's five or six minutes, and maybe they're going to play, but headliner will be Hollywood Undead.
I may have to check. So you're heading to the show also?
Yes, sir. Yes.
No, let me get you my number. You'll text me, or I'll get in touch with you while we're down there, all right?
Sounds good, buddy.
You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me. Hold back. And you know what? Let me get into a couple of things. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey.
Yes.
I'll see you right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, so you guys are talking about the
Oh, yeah. What? 385 miles an hour or something this morning on a test.
Yeah, they're actually planning on building one of those right now.
It'll never happen. Up all the time, and it will never happen.
No, I'm doing work. It's happening. They're doing, D.C. to New York in 60 minutes.
There's no... And when you say on, like, are you laying track?
I'm working on their gallery building. So it's called Northeast Maglev, and they're getting all the parts, laying down track and everything.
Quickly would that be up and running?
Like 15 years.
Oh, so you're way, way on the line.
Yeah.
And would it be New York to D.C. in 60 minutes?
Yeah,
dude, that would be awesome that we did that. Because the last thing I saw about a high speed train was to do one from L.A. to West Coast.
Yeah, what they're trying not to do is trying to beat the West Coast before.
But I do like this East Coast West Coast train war. That's hey, listen, yeah. if it pushes, it'd be great. But I'd love for that to happen. I wish that would happen. Can I tell you the other thing that I no, nobody's gonna care.
What?
No, I started reading this thing the other day. I don't know why I'm doing it. Private infrastructure doesn't matter. Ignore that. They want to build a that you would be able to bar from New York.
Okay.
The opposite way. So you wouldn't go across this would start in London. It would go across. It would keep going. What direction? I don't know what direction that is. Anyway, you would cross from Russia to Alaska. So you would cross that way, and then that would keep going, obviously, across into New York. And then along the way, there would be exits. You build this super... Now, I don't buy it, but they think there'd be people that would drive it nonstop in order to be able to literally drive around the world.
They said a long trip would last?
To drive from... I mean, you do the miles an hour. How many miles is it? If you were going 60, you can figure that out.
Well, if you're trying to sell me.
Well, I don't know what the math is, Diana. If you live 120 somewhere and you drive 60 miles an hour, that's going to take you 2 hours.
Right.
I don't know how long. I don't know the goddamn London. But I don't get people who drive across the country and think it's an awesome trip. I don't get people that drive 2 hours and think it's an awesome. I hate driving. But that's kind of cool, isn't it?
I mean.
On paper, kind of cool. I would never do it.
Like a lofty project.
Wait, no, you can do the bridge isn't that bad. Governments to agree to do it, it sounds like it would be hard.
But there's you're talking about roads and rail where there's nothing.
Yeah.
So it's from scratch. It's not a matter of just connecting.
In London.
So you have 1% of your dog.
By the way, I
How
would never.
The barren land where no one lives.
The they're there with an accelerated speed so that it would take.
Right.
And the people that are privately trying to do this, they think it would be huge, that people would drive it nonstop.
How much are the tolls going to be?
No. We don't even have a goddamn permit to be able to do anything, and you're worried about how much it's going to be.
Private company's going to do that for
that, Diane, I'm just telling you. You wanted an answer, I gave you one. Have you ever driven across country?
No.
Don't even waste your time. And I've only done Houston to Los Angeles.
And how long was that?
3 days. It was horrible. Horrible.
I thought you liked driving.
I like driving the way I want to. I don't like road trips.
What does that mean?
No, like, if I could just get in the car and go, that's fine. But I don't like doing road trips. It drives me nuts. And like when we have to go to like a hockey tournament. Ugh.
What's that, like 3?
Feels like a lifetime.
No.
So no, I just, but there are people, my friend Ben, Nanny Ben, he loves, when he went to him, his house was in L.A., mm-hmm. like his family, a couple times a year he would drive L.A. to D.C., blow my brains out, would never be able to do it.
Some people,
I can put on a bicycle, but I could never, love to do cross country on a motor to do that. Until I had to blow out and put the bike down in the middle of nowhere.
Ah, crap.
But the, I'd love to do it on a motorcycle. It would be fun, because then you're like out. But in a car?
No.
No way. Could not do it. Line 2? I'm not going to get to anything. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Oh, driving cross country is the greatest experience yourself? No way.
Why well, hurt the God?
On a motorcycle.
It's a religious experience.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, is this me?
Yeah.
This is Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
You're driving from London to New York tonight. At what point do you start driving on the right side of the road?
Okay, but can you? In London, you need limits. I don't effing know. How the hell would I know? By the way, 5 minutes ago, you didn't even know they were building a roadway thing down.
You can't.
Thank you for the interest, everybody, with my private infrastructure funding.
And then they're going to ask her
today.
The same questions.
Oh, isn't it switched to the right side? No, you know what? It's lefty only. That's the rule on the...
Lots of casualties.
Because I couldn't drive. It wouldn't work for me.
You could probably figure it out. It's your lane, and you, like, humped over the median. You would figure out that you're on the other side. Listen, I don't know. I'm not privately funding the infrastructure. I have no idea. Okay. Wow. Now, sorry I let you down. Sorry. Yes, Tyler. Here we go.
This is from an article. It's also asked how such a project would trick 50 miles of frigid water separating Alaska and Russia.
This cynic would like
press time. This is.
How about a bridge?
Or a tunnel.
It's just worth
noting. You can't tunnel.
You said this, but this isn't something they didn't break ground.
And the show's good. I'm just like ice road truckers. Like they traverse the Yukon. Like they figure all that out. The Yukon, Diane, is the area like northern Canada. You didn't know that.
Thank you.
Really? Line 6. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's
This is Dave.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
A story for you. Cross country on a motorcycle. My brother, when he was younger, my dad took him. I think it took him about a week. They did it on the back of their Harley from Pennsylvania out to Hoya, Pikes Peak.
How did he love it?
Oh yeah, it was fun. I mean, they had all the rain and all that sort of stuff, and they pretty much drove nonstop on the back of the motorcycle.
Would have to go with like a group of people. Like I'd want people. Well, no, I would just be bored myself. But like to go with a group of like 4 or 5 people, that would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
I could totally get into. If I didn't have a family, I would take a vacation time.
Really?
Oh yeah, that doesn't sound awesome to you? And again, I hate driving.
Anything beyond 4 hours, I go mental.
Oh, I'm already bashing my head into a windshield.
Okay, but then now you're talking, but it's different when you're on a motorcycle.
You're out there with your buddies and with God.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's your fifth buddy.
Who are you people? Tyler's doing yoga.
Right.
And you're talking about God.
Yeah, I don't believe him. He's on the ride. He's there with me.
You know, you're
there with me on the ride.
Oh.
No. You're not with me. Like, to be out in the fresh air, nature, just on that ride with the wind blowing through.
That's not me.
Every no helmet state.
I like flying. More time to relax.
No, but the idea of being on a bike, that I could get into. Elliot, will there be customs booths at every single exit? Hey, Adam, I don't have time. It's not my plan. I would assume the answer is no. If you go to exit, oh, did he say exit?
Yes.
Because when you fly another country, they down the aisle and make you get out your passport. But when you land, you do. So if you exit into, I don't know, Italy, then you'll probably report to get into Italy. But as long as you're on the rule, when you go into you exit the road, you probably got to show your passport.
I think I made a wrong turn. This map, I'm supposed to London to New York.
Right.
I'm in Italy.
Oh, you curved south. There you took the exit for Italy to head down south. My map! It's not my road! All I do is educate.
What up, Elliot?
Hi, what's going on, dude?
Dude, I just want to thank my knowledge on this today.
You're welcome.
People are, like, giving you some hard-ass, you know, stuff. I think it's the coolest thing I think I've heard.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's the coolest thing in the world.
If they can pull it off, dude. And maybe it's just me, although I bet people would line up. I'd love to drive the Autobahn. I would love to drive.
What are the speeds?
No, I do know. You know, that, this is where I'll get, no, there's some speed.
Is that Roseanne again?
No, I know that there are parts of the Autobahn speed controlled. But to say that you rode would be awesome. You have no interest, do you?
No.
Tyler.
I'd love to go to Germany.
I'd love to go to Germany. No, come on. If you were going to Germany, you wouldn't rent a car and go on the Autobahn?
No, I'd be scared.
Fast cars?
The Autobahn itself.
No. There's going to be cars that are coming up.
Fast cars and freedom.
You got to, great song, but you got to get to the right. By the time, by the way,
it's usually
they are
in your rearview mirror, and then you look like again.
Get over, you stupid seat! Yeah, Vaughn. Yeah, but I don't, what's wrong?
I like your idea. Of the national who has a decent grasp, I guess. So they choose to curse.
To get them out of the way.
When for the speed restrictions, it's still 80 miles per hour.
Yeah, I don't want a speed restricted section though.
It's still 80 miles per hour.
I do 80 miles an hour every day. That's nothing. That's a speed restricted section of the belt of the beltway. Hi, Elliot. The morning line. Hold tight. Hi,
is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda. I live in D.C.
Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I just wanted a road trip thing. My family is going, I have camped, like, for a big excursion. I actually camped in every state in the 48 continental states.
Contiguous.
Drive around all the states. So an idea of London to, like, New York, that sounds awesome to me on a flyer. Like, I hate flying.
The floor, I don't blame you. No, you know what I think has really turned from drives? One of the worst experiences of my life was as a kid, and my dad drove us to Montreal. A month. I have no idea how long it was. No, it was forever. And it was miserable. Joy was. Well, there were one really, well, there was two downer driving us to go see Montreal. And so we drove up there. So one of the downer parts is that one died while we were driving. That we were, it's neither here nor there. The other one was he wanted to take us to see, I don't know what, a Broadway show in New York.
Wow.
On the way through. In New York, it was on a Monday. And so after that, my dad was so disappointed. He didn't know. How the hell would he know it's on a Monday?
So
to keep up on a lot of those things in El Paso.
In the car.
No, okay. It was just my dad and my sister.
It's not Aunt Edna from vacation.
No. But the only cool part of that, my dad had a sunroof on the car. And so he let me, like when we'd get out into like the middle of nowhere, he'd let me stand up with my head up through the sunroof.
Eating bugs.
That was great. I'd have to swerve my head to the right every up through the sunroof. But other than that, it was great. And the family member dying and then not seeing that show. Aww. And then having to drive all the way home. That was forever. I think that may be why I hate going cross country. That may be why it did me in. Nah, damn it, I lost you.
It's like us sitting in the back of Detroit for vacation. And
I like Detroit, though. At least once you get there, it's not bad.
Not with
the family.
No.
And you got Frank's big curb feet along.
Well, we got to stop in Breezewood. Why? We always stop in Breezewood.
wait, hold on. This is his speedometer on the Autobahn a few years ago. 148 miles per hour.
Oh, you're fucking.
That's exactly what I'm
saying. Take a picture of it.
That's what, no, exactly. That's like when it's hot out, everybody's got to take that. I bet every, by the way, I bet everybody does that. I bet the Audubon takes a picture of their speedometer. By the way, I'd crush 148.
Back to your mega highway?
Oh, yes. I built that from London to New York.
Alejandro, about when it comes to ice road piracy. And Fright Shark asks, why would you bring up this stupid Hydale at every question that's asked about it?
No, because you're asking me questions.
Well, then how about just saying, I don't know, screaming?
Because people get my go, so I'm telling you, I don't know, they haven't figured it out.
Go back to your head, back to your headspace on your...
Oh, I'm out there, four buddies and God, not recycle ride. That would be awesome. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. And I want to camp. I want to, like, pull off into, like, some, you call it, like a,
KOA?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't need...
What this morning?
That doesn't sound awesome to you?
In the lead role as liar?
No.
Elliot.
No, you know Kreischer? Who else do we know that rides a motorcycle? Kreischer? Myself?
Yep.
Or out.
I got room for two more in God. That's who I need.
Awesome trip. Me and Pat are going to be with you.
Hi, yes, I'm sorry. Who is this?
Joe from again.
Hi. Oh, hi, Joe from...
How you doing?
Good.
Great. I had a business meeting last year.
Right.
And the German executive that I was meeting with drove me back to my hotel on the Autobahn at a...
Hotel. Now we're talking.
My balls went through my brain. It's amazing. And when we got on the exit, I said, do it again.
Wouldn't that be great? Incredible. Had that. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Hey, let me ask you this. Would Mervis do that? Said, hey, we finally found... It's been trip is.
I feel like you've flashed a couple ideas in front of him.
Yeah, but he never gets back. This could be the one. This could be the biggie. All right, you know what? Let me do this. I got to take anything that I needed to get into it later. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got... After that, winner and a guest. Well, winner and three guests will join us next Tuesday night. It's Elliot in the Morning screening of Ultron. Shut up.
Elliot in the Morning. Rehab session. Strip Stack performance Monday, May 4th at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. The only way in is to listen and win. Recover from the Recover Festival with this honk. VFD Rehab Session featuring the Loring. BigFieldDay.com.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean?
Chicken.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, cucumbers, black olives, veggies, finished off with creamy tzatziki Greek flavors on a sandwich top salad.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway.
Limited time only at participating.
It's Patero with True Tattoo. It's time. Don't waste your money on a shake weight or a gym membership you aren't going to use. Tattooed and get that and show Uncle Sam you are in control of your money and body. 2106 Jank Road on the web at TrueTattooRVA.com or give us a call at 233-8783. True Tattoo, because Mama said no.
Get quick. Save every time by switching to new Duralast Max Premium brake pads available only at AutoTough and engineered to out pads that came with your car. Get in on own.
Cap Center Home Loan closing costs, great rates, and something just as valuable, trust.
The process with Cap Center went very smoothly, and I had a lot of trust. My very first conversation when they asked them what to expect and what to expect with the timeline, we want to stay local after a bad experience with a big national company. Saving me a lot of money, not only because of the costs, but also because they were able to get me a very good rate. If Cap Center were to choose an owl, because about the mortgage loan process, they kept a sharp eye out for my best interests. That other company, I'd say they were weasel. My name is Ken Ball, and I'm a Venner customer.
We're not satisfied until you are. Call 1-804-9-CAP-CENTER.com. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal
house. Bust with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub. Fries and a drink, $6. Salad, $6. Small one, $6. box, pickup, or delivery locations. Call now or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
Thinking about a cake? Chester Career College is currently enrolling. Call 751-919-119 at careercollege.edu for a rewarding career as a licensed practical nurse, as well as earning an associate technician, a medical assistant, or pharmacy technician. Day and evening classes. Class financial aid available. Call 751-careercollege.edu. Chester Career College is certified to Opportunity by Chef.
Things guys don't talk about, and hair on your back is one of them. What impressed me, they make you very comfortable when you go in, and when you're done, you're done. There's no more waxing, there's no more. Myself, I had my back area done, and my arms as well. It makes things romantic. Ideal Images, and the wife's too.
Ideal Images performed over 4 million treatments and is the most trusted name in laser hair removal. Guys, this month, it's time to start thinking about her and treat yourself to laser hair removal. So Ideal Image is offering all laser hair removal service. 800-BID-IDEAL today to consultation. With this offer, 1-800-BID-IDEAL today. That's 1-800-BID-IDEAL or IDEAL.com.
Want to be your company's marketing genius? Click RichmondRadioAdvertising.com.
Head to Kroger and get 20% off groceries with the transfer of any qualified prescription. It's easy and convenient. So stop by and ask your Kroger pharmacist for details to Kroger.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for a stalled vehicle 64 westbound between Airport Drive, Highland Springs, and Laverna, or eastbound between the Henrico 95. Stalled vehicles on the shoulder. Also a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder northbound 95. Ladies within a crash on the south side.
Now in the morning on XL1.
After that, I will get two winners. Two. Each of you will bring three friends with you, and you will join us Tuesday night for Avengers Age of Ultron. I'm looking forward to that. So again, each of you will bring three guests with you, and you'll join us for Age of Ultron. Remember, if the lines are busy, and you should not drive for that, but if the lines are busy, Facebook.com/EITM online. I get your tickets that way. All right, Diane. Let us get into some news, please.
Funeral services will be held later this morning for Mary Washington student killed by her roommate at the school in Fredericksburg, Grace May, Friday, in a house that she shared with two other women, and Stephen Vanderbreel, who's been charged with first-degree murder, as well as a court date, is later on Fredericksburg. Meanwhile, a Philadelphia woman, the one accused of dumping her quadruped so she could visit her boyfriend in Maryland.
Yes. So she was hospitalized for a while. She dumped her 21-year-old quadriplegic son with palsy and came down so she could hook up with some dude in Maryland.
Well, remember, we knew that she was hospitalized. We didn't know why. Well, now we know that.
She tried to kill herself, right? That's what we went with.
Well, they haven't disclosed why she was hospitalized, but we do know she is out of the hospital and is now facing charges in connection with her son. Nia Parler, due in court in Maryland today. Her son still hospitalized. He is stable, though, after very cold and rainy nights in the woods near his house in Philly. Jurors in the trial of Boston Marathon are getting ready to hear evidence on what his punishment should be, life in prison. Nayev's lawyers was obviously saying he doesn't deserve the death penalty because he was just a 19-year-old kid who was
staying
on the wishes of older. The judge told the jury the penalty phase is expected to last about 4 weeks. Also, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is going to be losing its favorite color, with the company changing the recipe within the next few months. Artificial preservatives, and instead they're going to
use gonna look like
spices,
now?
Paprika, annatto, turmeric to give a more natural.
I don't care about any of that. What's it going to look like?
Paprika, that's like an orange spice. You just have to wonder, though, is it going to be as Or is it going to be? Or is it darker?
There's a bad idea. For the go and they had kind of promoted like I don't want to say ladies' night, but like there was some kind of promotion that was done to help drive women to the game. So after the game, I guess Jay met up with a fan who I don't know each other, but he took the fan onto the off to the side of the field and took her to Pound Town.
Oh.
Damn, somebody famous.
Joe Hart would have been a good story.
Do you know who Joe Hart is?
James Vanderbeek.
Is he no fooling? Does he really?
No. Yes.
Well, I guess during his stint with Clitoroe, he met up with a fan. Oh, you know what? He does Vanderbeek. You're absolutely right. God, look at that. Oh, he also has a big blood pressure.
As a Northern Premier League Division One North.
Right. I don't know what that is.
If you look at the football system, I mean, it's a professional team, but if you look at the football system, and level one on of
league, right, right,
they fall eighth.
Oh, okay. So it's not even yours are.
Oh, yeah. It's where we laugh at teams in the English.
It's only 6 years away from maybe.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
so true. You can get relegated all the way down to that level. Or at some point, it's this is really just for kids.
Before we got to that level, the team would admit, and they'd say, just because we were founded in 1870, we're not willing to the history. Arte et labore, out the door.
So they ended up cutting this. Now it makes sense, because it's a nothing team. So I was like, dude, you know, you wouldn't.
Well, not at a higher level, no. There's obviously been scandals and this and the drama. I don't mean cheating.
I'm married, but yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. But that's I'm irrelevant. Talking about, there have been front page stories involving a lot of top level guys that kicked off their teams.
Diane, name a football team. Any
American football? One.
If RG3 picked up some chick and banged her on the line, nobody would care. Get that back. People would care because it would be awesome. But he's not losing his job over that. Not at all.
People would care, but...
By the way, every professional athlete has done that either in itch or in the pros. Do you really? Oh, I thought for sure you would say no.
Oh, no. They're
every one of them.
Disgusting.
Name a sport, too. You know what? Hockey players, they have it.
If there's one sport that you're...
No, because you know
essentially
what?
Essentially in the locker room, it's hockey.
No, and, but and this is out on the field of play. And a chick on the bench. Give you this. Maybe the minors before making it to the NHL, but I'll guarantee there has ever banged a fan to be a fan. Could be a little puck bunny on the bench. The ice. Football, absolutely. Basketball, absolutely.
Why do you think that the bench is out of consideration for a hockey player?
You could, but they wouldn't do it. Maybe in the minors, but not in the NHL. And I would have heard a story about that. And I don't know if players ever banged a puck bunny at the rink. Probably in the locker room, but never on the ice or on the bench. I'm talking about on the field. Player took some chicken in the dugout and hammered that home. I'd be like,
absolutely expect they did it on the ice.
No way. No.
Yes.
Hockey players wouldn't do that.
Because of respect for the ice?
I think partially.
Why are you saying they
would? I just I don't think you could pull that off. I really don't.
All right.
And I'm not just saying that. Absolutely. I bet those guys, every professional baseball player, either in the minors or do you think pros won't those? No, of course they will. Of course they will.
I think they think.
So you think that they bang people on the field?
Yeah.
That's all. That's fantastic.
I don't know why.
It's ice, Diane. You think some chick would be like, oh, you know, and he's happily married. He would never do it. I just needed a good looking Capitals player.
Go with Wilson.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, no, he has been
I don't know. Are we out of women in Arlington? No, you know what? I don't even think he would. I don't think he would. I really. Brooks Like has given it to Julianne Hough on the ice.
You think she was like,
let me show you a pass, let me show you a big...
Somewhere on the set of Dancing with the Stars?
That's more likely...
In the ballroom.
Than on the ice.
Diane. By the way, I'm just pulling up the story of the soccer player.
Right. Look at that. That's how he got. Look at that. That's how he got caught because there was video going all around.
I didn't see anything yet. So who?
I don't know.
How
who
does
the
photo get taken?
I don't know who filmed it. Look at that. No, there's video that was being sent around. Look at that. This poor woman, it looks like she broke down. And he's pushing her home.
Is the main...
The related story.
Okay, that's not a professional athlete.
No, it's CeCe.
The guy that was wearing the Sabathia t-shirt railing that chick in the bathroom.
Remember that? That was like 2 or 3 years.
The guy got booted.
Wait, hold on. Pumping for Tom Wilson? Oh, Kaylee would have sex with Tom Wilson on the ice. Okay. I don't mean P.K. Subban. My list of...
Your list is longer, believe me.
Can I ask you that? Go ahead, Diane.
The chairwoman that this heart guy was playing for...
Clitoro.
...said, can't have somebody wearing the Clitoro suit bringing us down. The problem is not what was done.
He should have taken it all off.
That he was wearing his uniform.
He wasn't wearing the uniform.
Whatever.
He was wearing the kit. Keep in touch.
It has brought the club into disrepute, and it's not proper...
Looking to get rid of him. They were looking to get rid of him. I'm sorry?
That's what she said. Super our reputation. I expect to act professionally.
I can't wait till the next time an athlete gets a trouble. They're scuppering the reputation of the team.
Because so someone his was being the jersey.
Photo.
That dude's getting laid. Of course he is. He's a professional athlete.
No, he's not.
Okay, well, he's still playing for a
semi-pro.
Whatever. Guys in the minors, I saw... They get ass nonsense. Do you think... Let me ask you this. Football, college or pro? Or both?
What's the question?
Are they getting more ass on the college field?
It depends. Is that also their... I don't know.
Access just seems easier in college.
They're having sex with anything. It doesn't matter where it is.
Am I going to one? Hi, Ellie.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's that?
Mike, how's it going?
Good, what's going on, dude?
So I have two comments. First one, you remember a couple years ago when I got to BU, they won the Frozen Four?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, they had actually brought girls to ice and into the bench and were doing them there. It was a couple years back. I can guarantee you can find the story. And then I play college. I guarantee that girls were brought into the locker room when teams were on road trips and guys didn't make the trip, and they were done in there
on the ice out of respect for the
get off of that.
Well, I mean, I guess the team that won the Frozen Four, they didn't really for the bench.
Dude, and all the spit and everything that's on the bench, that's nasty.
I mean, there's people who clean that up after the game, but I mean, I guess they didn't. Yeah, there are stories about girls who will be sometimes, and one of my friends actual skull.
Oh, dude, that's nasty. Come on, that gear stinks.
Yeah, and she didn't care.
Hey, where, can I college hockey? All right, that's fine. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Hey, go Cavs.
Talk to you later. Thank you, my friend. Baseball's easy to get away with.
Just because, like, no one cares?
A lot of people care. A lot of people care. Attendance is up. No, but, like, you're in there for 3 days. You got a homestand. Out on the field. Dude, nonstop. By the way, I would bet that the U.S. women's soccer team has done it.
Have sex.
Brought a guy out onto the with him. You don't think sex on the field?
Oh, she's a bad example.
Thank you.
Right. Cannon.
Thank you. And who's the...
It was...
Yeah, I guarantee you Hope Solo has had sex on the field.
Can't argue that.
I would bet... Who's the other one? The Alex Morgan. Sex on the field.
Ooh.
Too young? Abby?
No.
I'd have sex with Abby on a child.
Oh, that's the only way.
I also believe if I were a team owner and my team won whatever a championship is, then bring their girlfriends and wives out onto the field and have sex.
What kind of team?
As a championship.
Any one of them.
Putting on the field.
Now, I know you guys are shooting for bonuses.
No. Like, if I...
and we won the World Series right after the game, but like a week later, I'd be like, all right, guys, everybody out on the field with your wives and girls on the field.
Yeah, that's strange.
No, I would do that. That's honoring. That would be good. I'd be totally fine with that.
Just don't step on this logo.
Oh. Hey, Jones.
Freshly painted.
It's on the at Camden Yards, Arts.
I can think of sex.
Did Mrs.
Sex did a game at Camden Yards.
Thank you. Hi, Elliot, the board professional athlete.
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Right there. Like, sounds like she's ready to answer.
Ma'am, hold on 1 second. Who do we know that banged a professional athlete?
I don't mean the other person's not famous, so it's a stupid story.
Yeah, but like, yes, we know athletes that's just had sex with an athlete.
Yes.
Who?
So you don't know them. Well, they don't matter. People have segments where people have called in and mentioned
having sex. No, but now I have sex with an athlete on a field.
Well, that's definitely.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm looking for. I'm sorry, yes, ma'am.
Hi, guys and gals. Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Thank you. I can't give you my name, but I did work for a physician that and a client was in this town.
Which
and we
go
would,
ahead.
I
you can say what sport. You can say what sport.
What?
You can say which sport.
Okay.
Tyler. All right, go ahead.
Okay. But anyway, we would go through the players' records, and whenever they came in, every single one of them, high risk for the...
What league?
Soccer.
Yeah, what league?
MLS.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care.
That's still good.
I don't care.
And then the other story is that
Can I ask? Is it DC United? You know what? Way to keep the confidentiality. Way
yeah,
to hold
right.
on.
Just
the
names. Say my name. Anyway.
Whoa. Did Chris Pontius have VD? Did Chris Pontius have VD?
At risk.
Did Chris Pontius have VD?
I'm not going to comment. I can't.
I can't say it. I've given you enough.
But then the other thing I was going to say is we also lived from Atlanta. We had an ECL team.
Yes, East Coast Hockey League.
What's that?
Yeah, East Coast Hockey League.
The crazy singer. I mean, these guys were asking even my own friends out.
Right.
And it was just nuts.
No. I mean, look, East Coast Hockey League, like you're might have a second job, so you're getting paid in Coogee. You do what you gotta
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. So, Just wanted to share.
Was Chris Pontius a carrier or was just at risk for it?
Anything about that.
Was the common thread between all the players? Because I've sorted the players by ones that have had sex with Roach.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Said enough. You guys have a great day.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. That's good. But everybody's at high risk for a venereal disease.
To label someone like that and call them out for that.
Yeah, that's not that big of a deal.
I mean, give us details.
Yeah, no. Don't you feel like everybody's at high risk for a disease?
Yeah, if you're not using protection.
You do learn one thing, though, that increases.
Go to line one.
But a surefire way to get VD. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Other than banging up with VD.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. Hey, what's up, John?
Not much. I used to play a little golf back in the day, and out on the golf course is a nice little scenic place to get me.
Were you a pro golfer?
Pro-am.
Think about it, but I bet golfers get a ton of tail out on the
golf. About Dustin.
Well, you got following you around all day. I mean, it's kind of hard not to catch a look at him every now and then.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Dustin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with that big old snake of his? Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
On the. Why, you don't think? Tyler's now watching the video of the guy from Clitoro going to town. I like the guy who said, this. I would bet Tiger, as nuts as he was, I bet he was banging golf courses.
The sports gang for the video. The video's fantastic. I mean, it's pretty good.
Well, no, you know what? Golf is a good call. And also on the. Who was the chick on the ladies' tour? The big gazums.
Ball Dreamer.
Who?
That's
Paula Creamer.
Paula Creamer, no, that's right.
Gulbis, wasn't that?
Gulbis was Gulbis. No, what was Gulbis?
Who did the funny trophy picture?
The, well, I don't know what that is. What's the funny trophy? No, no, Creamer is right. Yeah, no, I don't remember. I don't remember.
It's like my wallpaper for 2 years.
But yeah, no, by the way, I bet tennis is, this is, I bet.
Christy Kerr.
That's right.
What about, motorsports?
The, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, but not in the car. That's, I bet that's too, that's
Are you
too.
Kidding?
There's no room.
It would be tough.
There's no room. Infield.
You don't think
Smokes laid somebody down on the infield of some track and just gone to town? Absolutely.
Tony?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes. Whatever, dude.
Hear Rusty Wallace put some rear wedge in a couple. That's from, let's see. That's at Hobie FC. He must be an insider.
Line. Whoops. Oh,
that's why Kenny's will bank Kobe.
Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Hi.
Okay, so it wasn't an athlete, I guess. I mean, I with a cheerleader at Fader Hill.
With a Redskins cheerleader?
Not on the field. It was a bathroom.
Right.
So counts.
But was but what? Yes, was it with a Redskins cheerleader?
Yes.
Yeah, that's. It wasn't during a game though. It was before. Before a game?
It was eighth. I was in with them, limping up.
Right.
And, I mean, I've been there for years before.
Right.
And kind of happened.
How long ago was this?
3.
So before the game, you're in there doing some work, and she's like, psst, and you go running into the bathroom, and you railed her out. Good for you. Good five, my man. That's pretty good. By the way, I bet money that I mean, obviously, back when bet money that Cooley banged Christy at FedEx.
Probably fair bet.
And Frankie and several other women. I'd bet any amount of money on that. Wait, hold on.
Ring announcer.
Oh, thank God he's back.
He just have.
Oh, Triple H and Stephanie.
No, they dated before.
Ring?
Are you talking about like when they were like just doing like ham and egg like house shows and stuff? Or are you talking about like Raw and like they're done for the night?
Oh, I did house show at the
real
level.
I'm talking about like a real. Oh. I'm not talking about like that's no independently. Yeah, like legit.
Yeah, I'm like a
like
I'm
Brutus
like,
the Barber
like a table.
BK.
The barber. Where are you pulling that from? What?
I'm just trying to remember a name from like back Jesus. In the day.
How about someone current?
Yes, Daniel Wyatt.
He's with.
So he. But
I don't talk. That said, Josh in a tweet.
So wait, those
what they call the wrestling?
Was Diane?
No, yeah? No.
Groupies. Rope sluts? I don't know.
Good guess.
What's Jones?
The
identify yourself on message boards.
That's
yeah.
A good question though. So it's puck bunnies. I don't know what they are. I have no idea. I mean, they're all just SF, star effers. I can't say that. That sounds bad.
There's an old article that
Jock
said
snippers.
That
that's
John
me.
Cena was the type was
me. Oh, Cena. What? That's not,
is it?
Don't see me.
Cena? But you don't watch wrestling.
Jones. Jones not.
Oh, that's his, what's his pie?
No, that's not, that's
who is that?
Rock.
Oh, The Rock, that's right. Oh, you, The Rock, the Rock talked about it and got it. Where am I going? That was horrible.
Jones says it's, oh. He's a ring rat, that's what he said.
I'm
Skinny.
Hey, what's up? What's
hey, not a whole lot. Look, last night I was little fully WWE stars. Where they at now?
Right.
Man, I saw in the X-rated movies.
Yeah, but she's been doing
in the ring having sex.
Yeah, well, movie. That's for a movie.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about. I bet when she was out doing the circuit, I bet that she hooked up with some ring rats.
Well, that's fine.
Video. Yeah, that's
fine. Remember,
there was
no video.
All right, now I got everybody on hold. Kaylee, will you do me a favor? And I don't let. I got my little VD factoid.
Oh.
But yeah, ask these people to hold. People. Grab you next.
Vulnerable world. Need something more powerful than any of us. Avengers: Age of Ultron hits theaters on May 21st. Elliot, you need to see it early. Ultron. In the flesh. Listen all week and win your passes to Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers on next Tuesday night at the Regal Majestic 20 in Silver Spring. 3D screening.
Through this. I got no plans tomorrow night.
Listen all week. Win. Can't get through? Nope. Facebook.com/EITM online and sign up to get your passes there.
No strings on me.
Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers Age of Ultron. Those. Next 3D. Elliot.
XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest set of commercials.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XL 102 commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a team.
XL 102.
Right now, American Family Fitness and get $30. 30 days. 30 days to tighten that jiggle. 30 days to start getting ready for summer. $30. Including one with a certified personal trainer to help get you started. Visit any of our 9 locations. 30 days for $30. Now at any American Family Fitness. More at amfamfit.com. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let noisy brakes kill your mojo. Stop by AutoZone and Brake Rotors. Introducing new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads. Engineered to outperform the original pads that pad can.
There's reasons to choose Toyota. Just ask a friend who drives one. Did you know that every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care? A 2-year no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance exclusive for Toyota Care covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 months. And your new Toyota cannot work commercial fleet. So see your participating dealer for all the details. I'm in Richmond. The Toyota Care is Friday, April 24th. And the Toyota Owners 400 race is on April 25th. Under the RIR.com for all of the exciting Toyota race details. Then visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% APR financing new models and cash back from Toyota. APR financing terms vary by model and model year, and not all buyers will qualify. .com and then visit your Richmond area Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Why any size specialty beverage is only $1.99. So sweet cravings, your need for caffeine, your longing for something cozy. You, a delicious hot lattes and iced mochas, flinching, comfy hot chocolates with whipped cream on top, and so much more. Make your day. Try one for one night. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Jezebel's invites you to join the fun while helping a great cause. Wine for Cures, a cancer research. Jam at Jezebel's is Saturday from 7 to 11. If you'd like to, 631-2084.
Even if your child never needs our services, isn't it his first and only electric trauma center is here? Children's Hospital of Richmond at Beekman at ECU brings to range of services a pediatric room, a multidisciplinary team of specialists, pediatric and intensive care and patient therapy, all to the best possible chance for a full recovery. Learn more at chrich-trauma.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Trap reward experience, unless you're playing Bassett Violation. If you're an average-sized person, you're pro team's biggest fan. Despite what may believe, your luck no impact on your team's performance. Hotels.com is a good place to play games. Less so for you already live there.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before? Pre-owned, but it's got the same OnStar. Yep, that service runs diagnostic checks and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on trial offer. Good on any OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. .com for coverage map, off system limitations.
Northbound 95, a slow go as you approach Chamberlain to collision over on the shoulder. Northbound Chippin' In between the Hull Street and Midlothian. Watch for a crash on the shoulder as well as North Road and the toll booth. Watch for a collision in this stretch.
Right now is the day for you to learn how to grow your business. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to spend. All you have to do is visit Richmond.com. Get ideas. That's RichmondRadioAdvertising.com.
From the top of the Elliot in the Morning building, WWD1, WRXL, Richmond, in the Morning.
three things real quickly. Talk to him about his book. Bad Days, and really, really good book. With us in just a little bit. Also, don't forget, later on this hour, get another winner, qualify you to win our trip to Bonnaroo. We're going to give away that grand prize on Friday. So that's coming up. And then the third thing, Godson. He can't stop laughing.
Tweet of the week, possibly Tuesday. But he says that in wrestling, it's called the hoe tray. Jones loved it.
Can't stop.
The Godfather.
No, I don't. I'm the Godfather before.
Former Indian, the Godfather. Do you know Pama Mustafa? Same person.
I've heard the name Papa Shango, but if you pulled up a picture, I don't know that I would know it's him. I know the Godfather. I know
he would bring out the girls, and he'd offer them up.
Right.
If you'd forfeit the match, any purpose.
Come get on the train.
Look at Jones. Look at that little ring rat in there.
Answer your
line three. Hi.
We need that queued up for use. It's ready to go. I'll take
it. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, how you doing today?
Good. Hey, who's this? What's going on, dude?
My dad used to be for the Buffalo Sabres Network in Buffalo.
Oh, wait. Like, he used to be the director for, like the network?
Yep.
All right.
And there's definitely a lot of action that goes on in the building.
You're kidding, really? How far back?
Probably 15 years ago or so.
So I'm getting the Pat LaFontaine main veins back in the day.
Oh, Dominic Hasek, you can...
Yes. That's pretty good.
I tell you, though, that was good, but he also directed for the pageant. And that's why those guys, they get a little rowdy there as well. So,
see, I would think that all those girls would be afraid to do anything, but just up before the pageant.
Well, I don't know anything about. All I know is that they all want the whole one. So, you know, all the guys working the cameras and whatever.
You know what?
That's funny.
I like that. That. I can't say it, but that's where you get.
Is that a nickname?
That makes sense, though. If you were trying to win a pageant and all you had to do was hook up with me, that makes total sense. So is the host of those things.
Billy Bush.
Bush, when Bush comes.
The Christian guys are usually like Andy Cohen and Perez Hilton. I see an impasse.
Early in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey.
Hey, it's Nolan. How you doing?
Then I got to give you my VD thing. Yeah, go ahead, Nolan.
Hey, another big sport that the guys get a lot of tail is racing.
Oh, you know what? I bet those guys get a ton of action overseas. I bet they do.
Hell yeah. They go to the big cities.
Right. No. You know what? That makes sense. Players get a ton of ass also. Hell yeah. All right, dude. I appreciate. Hey, thank you, Godfather. Talk to you later. Diane, were you ever...
What? I'm listening.
Oh.
I'm also awaiting your
the
nugget.
Oh, the VD. By the way, we got to find out which United players were high-risk VD guys. Were you ever taught that in... And it deals with the chick, but it could go both ways. That... Because not everybody that you have ED from, but were you ever taught, because I had never heard that a way to increase of receiving VD is if the girl sex. Swear to God. Just read that a couple of days ago.
That increases
that
the
your
woman's
odds go,
chances.
Both. That your odds of transmitting, either receiving it or, well, yeah, either the guy receiving it from the guy.
Yeah.
Go way up.
If
the girl takes a piss. I've never heard that either. And I didn't of like the streets. Read that somewhere. No, it's not like somebody was like, hey.
Crap people make up.
I'm living at a hockey game and somebody's like, hey, you heard this? No, I'm telling you, I read that. Kaylin, you've never heard that. Although, did they don't teach sex at the at where you went to school. Oh, you sex ed at Catholic school? Well, they just told you not to do it. Family life. And they never said, or guys know that. If I was getting ready to really get intimate with a girl, she was like, oh, you know. At that point, you got to be like, whoa, slow that down. Slow that down.
And the same goes asking a girl to do that. That's,
what do you mean?
It'd be so creepy if you're a girl.
Wait, to say, excuse me, I got to go take a piss?
Oh, I thought it was only the girl urinating that did it.
Oh, it is.
Guy requested she do that?
No, you don't want her to. You don't want her to.
He says that upsets the
That's
chance.
When your eyes, hey, before, you know what, before we do this, let me just go take a quick leak. If you're the guy, you got to be like, no, baby.
Fine, cutting her off. Clearly.
Even though you said it three times,
misheard. You need to recite it like the veto.
No, go up if the girl pees. So if a girl says to you, hey, listen, we're going to be busy for a while. Let me just go drain myself real quickly. Wait till we're done.
And there's tools behind this?
According to what I read, yes, absolutely.
And you said it wasn't from the streets.
No. All I mean by that is I read that somewhere. It wasn't like that. Had you ever heard this? Jones, have you ever heard that? Jones doesn't know. He's the Godfather's theme music.
Everything from the Attitude Era.
Hi, Ellie in the morning. Ellie in the morning. Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Susan. Good morning.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm excellent.
I was always told that if you have sex, it reduces the risk of a urinary tract infection. Always told. Not ED.
But no, but this, what I read was that if you pee, if the girl pees before, do you have ED?
No.
Okay. But if the girl pees before they have sex, it increases either the girl's getting it, the guy's risk, that the odds of somebody getting ED go up if the girl takes a leak prior to there being...
I'm talking about a urinary tract infection.
I don't care about a urinary tract infection.
What was that fact?
I don't know. I've never... I've always peed before sex and sex because I was always taught that you need to do that so you don't get a UTI, and I've not gotten VD.
Wait a minute. So you would get a... Wait a minute. So you were taught that sex...
And after.
And you don't get a urinary tract
infection? Because apparently, like, some old-timers will say it's the honeymooner's disease. Like, when you first get in love and y'all are doing it all the damn time.
Amen, bro.
The risk bacteria is higher.
Sure.
And a lot of times you can get, you know, some form of infection.
So wait a minute.
And so people say piss before you do it and after.
Piss before pleasure. It's like before bits. It's piss before pleasure. So, but now, and do you do that? Well, have you always stuck to that regimen? So, like, you and I are on the couch and we're rolling around a little bit and it's getting hot and heavy. You'll tap me on the shoulder.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. So you'll go. Excuse me, Elliot. I just got to.
Yeah.
All right. Please. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I will say, in January there was a lot of press about it being one of the conceptions and concerning to peak sex.
Wait, say that again. Now I'm not following you.
According to urologist David Kaufman, the pee before sex mantra is one of the biggest misconceptions. He has to clear up patients. It's a big no-no. During sex, bacteria...
Thank you. It's a no-no. You're not supposed to pee before sex.
But he's speaking specifically about urinary tract infections.
Oh,
But I guess...
Did I get a UTI?
They're very common.
Did you get... Did you get it for piss before pleasure?
No.
No? Kaylee, do you remember? No. Like, you won't say, hey, punk ass, hit the brakes, bro. Piss time.
Let me give you this reason
for
people to the day with...
You pee afterwards, though. Go ahead.
Incorrect info.
I do.
Sex, bacteria, can be push urethra.
Ugh, god damn it.
Wait, you said go ahead.
No, I know. Go ahead.
But this is the science. Awfully elementary, but waiting to pee and consequently having enough urine stored up in stream increases the pushing that bacteria back up.
Ugh.
But is that the science
so maybe
behind your...
It must be. Now you've got herpes stuff floating around. Oh. Nasty, dude.
God.
Hello, ladies.
Line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
$10.
Hi,
wait, hold on 1 second.
Hello, lady.
Oh, you clearly do him.
No, I could almost see him. I want to say, I'm going to say it's Ted DiBiase.
No, Val Venus.
The never even.
Val.
Never.
I've heard of Valentinus.
No, you.
From Tyler.
Hi, I'm 2 seconds ago.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Yed.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, hi.
I'm good.
Good.
So, you want to go before and after. You can't hold it. You want to go, but I usually try to get the person to take a shower with me, too. That clean, because you don't want the pee and that bacteria just kind of be hanging out there. So, usually try to go before, or I just hold it, depending on how bad I need to be, after.
Do this, though, so, like, you'll tell the guy here just so that the two of you can pee in the shower?
No. You pee, like, say, hey, I gotta pee, but then, like, you say, like, hey, with me as well, like, after you both pee.
Oh. Is that prior to you and I?
Yeah, that's before.
I'd really like to get to the sex part, though. I felt like we were, and then you stopped me so I could pee.
Before play in the shower. Keep it going.
All right, now. Now I'm sure you're... But are you one of those people where, like, it's like, and the only reason I bring this up, I used to work with a girl. She had an issue with, like, in her perception, the dirtiness of it. She would only have sex within 5 minutes of taking a shower with a guy.
Oh, no. I'll take a shower, and then, you know, I don't know, sometimes we'll dry off, sometimes not, and then, like, play around on the bed, right. You know, get going.
Oh, Diane doesn't like that, wet sheets.
But he too, when the woman that you're referring
absolutely.
To. Okay, yeah,
oh.
You almost made it sound like it was more.
No. He definitely had to shower.
Yeah.
And I can tell you what, occasionally there was going to be no oral, unless you were showering.
Right, which is usually late for everybody.
I see. Yeah, exactly. And do you have a venereal disease?
No, I don't.
What about a UTI?
I have that.
Okay, Diane has two. Wait, yes. You got it because you didn't pee?
Diane, simultaneously.
That getting pushed, like, back to
your urethra. Your urethra. That's what Tyler, you said anything. You said the exact.
Paul heard it.
Yeah,
plunger.
I'm telling you.
I think you're using a plunger wrong.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome. Very educational show today. Very much so.
Between this and the mega road. It's in New York. Where would I be?
What's the slogan? What's the... Go. Piss before pleasure.
Oh. I think it was something else.
Sorry.
Hey, lady.
Cheese fry.
Yeah, no. Let me take a quick break. Quar will join us next. We'll get into his book, Bad Days in History.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning. It's more Twitter at EITM Online. X102 presents The Offspring. Make it a 3-day weekend with an obsession. A strip lunchtime performance Monday, May 4th at the Capitol Ale House downtown. Only way in is to listen and win.
Where you going?
Recover from the festival with the soothing sounds of SoCal Punk. The BFT Rehab Session featuring the legendary LitfieldDay.com.
Welcome, what for you?
I want to mix
in from our new Mediterranean collection.
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, cucumbers, black olives, or any of your favorite beer with craft with tzatziki sauce, Greek flavors on a sandwich, or as a...
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson. 17th has come and gone. You might be able to get a refund. Your refund makes low Mazda prices even more affordable, especially since Pearson Mazda's is clearing out their 25th round. 2016 model 15 Mazdas are priced thousands below where they were just a few months ago. Pricing on 2015 models at Pearson Mazda in the West End at 9520 West Broad Street or online at PearsonMazda.com.
Everybody's smiling.
But no matter what kind of day it is this summer, you can take anything you've recorded everywhere you go with it. Xfinity offers the cloud-based sound so you can stream your recordings on your tablet or smartphone or even download them to watch while you're offline. Plus, the end has the most movies and TV shows on all your devices. It's the perfect way to make any day a little summer. Only with Xfinity from Comcast.
Day.
Get
Get the Triple Play for only $89.99 a month. Now for 2 full years with Equine DVR service free, you can upgrade to get $500 back. But hurry, this offer ends May 17th. So call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. It's a new starter XF Triple Play customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra, subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
At Boar's Head, we don't... In fact, if there were such a thing as a long cut, we'd take it. The latest example, a forest beechwood smoked. We use imported beechwood chips from the forests of Germany. This creates a distinct flavor that's both rich and smooth. Yes. Takes more. Yes. Worth it, worth every step. And have it any other way. Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Rock and Rio USA's one-day tickets are on opportunity with only one in this 10-hour party at the main stage. No Doubt, Metallica, Linkin Park, Taylor Swift, Edge, Sam Smith, more full concert sets also at the Mercedes-Benz Evolution stage, the EDM stage, even more performances in the free rock streets, Brazil, and not to mention the Rock and Fly, the Jet Wheel, and countless attractions in the City of Rock. Buy your tickets now. For more info, and transportation info, to rockandrio.com.
Feeling stuck in a job instead of in a career you love? Strancer, explore the possibilities at our open house April 23rd at our Glen Allen campus. For details, go to stratford.edu/open house. Stratford University, changing lives one student at a time.
No time to fuss with lunch and lunch box deals. Fries and a drink, $6. Drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Call now or only at chinellospizza.com.
Several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afra. Starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? In seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
The all-new Nissan of Richmond has seen change. One thing hasn't changed. We're a Nissan dealer in Richmond. And to celebrate World History, right now, get a 2015 Altima for just $17,995. This is a Nissan of Richmond. Channel sales ranking CYTV 2014.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
A slow go heading up out Lothian through the toll booth. Watch for a collision. Crash on the right shoulder, northbound Chippenham between Hull Street and Midlothian. On northbound 95 near Chamber, right shoulder on the side roads, collisions reported for Hermitage near 95 and on Hull Street at 12th Street.
Morning, XL 102.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you this morning?
You know what? I got nothing to complain about. Good. Well, no, you should be. You got a brand new book.
But this book will put any bad day into perspective that we might have.
No, you're right about that. You are absolutely. By the way, just from a view. How goddamn long did it take you to put this book together?
A year and a half. But look, it's not that hard when you've got endless history. And endless bad days. It's the was to choose which ones to use. So, for purposes of our discussion, I don't know whether you want me to use National Geographic approved to move to the morning topics.
All right. Well, you know the show. Which one? one do you think I want you to?
You want to talk about some bad stuff?
Hey, no, but just let's take a step back real quickly. It's quick, and then there's about 1,000 words after that. But so what you did is you went through, starting with January 1st, and it doesn't matter what year something took place. You go back through, and you go, January, essentially, here's the worst thing that happened. Like the first one, wait, hold on, I wrote it down, is from the 5th century, a 5th century monk who walked into the gladiator fight. He wanted to stop the humans. He's getting stoned to death by people that are in there. But it could have been anything that would have happened January 1st, but that shows.
Yeah, well, that's called Crappy New Year. And that's in Charles Navarre got burned up alive in his bandages when he spilled alcohol on him and accidentally lit him on fire. So there's about 3 or 4 bad demises on January. January 2nd can just jump to another year, but it goes in chronological order throughout the calendar year, but the dates jump from up to 2014.
Hey, can I ask you this? Can I ask you one other thing real quick?
Sure.
Do you, Ben, and like you said, I started with January 1st. You know what? Michael put a lot of effort into what happened. So I'm going to start with the 1st, and then I read the 2nd and the 3rd and the 4th, and I made it all the way through January and all the way through February. Your mind starts to wonder aloud and go, hey, I wonder what happened on my birthday. I wonder what happened on my wife's birthday. I wonder what happened on this day. And then you could, I don't want to call them monument days, but days that kind of stick out during the year. And then I feel like you just replace with the book. Are you okay if I read it like that?
Oh, yeah. I want okay. Probably a little though from 13 BC to 2014. But I wanted to kind of scope of human history, the dark side, but not the worst side. In other words, there won't be a Auschwitz opened on this. We're trying to avoid the ugliest. We're more of the entertaining, the weird, the offbeat. And so we also didn't want to use, in other words, Lincoln's assassination everybody knows about, but that's too obvious.
But damn it, now I have way too many notes in front of it. It's a long book. But what was a bunch of stuff that bad things that happened on a day, and one of them was that Abraham Lincoln succumbed to his wounds. Damn it, where is that savant with all this?
With mild Alzheimer's after I, read it, I forget it. That must have been sometime in April.
Oh, yeah, we just had the anniversary.
Tax Day! I found it! Tax Day is horrible. It's the day that Lincoln died, the Titanic sank, the Great Flood, and then, sadly, the marathon bombings. But when you look at all that, you go, oh my God, that all happened on April 15th.
Yes, and the key part is the food that day.
Yeah, right. Obviously. But now I do want to take. Said Michael, as you said that, and then I'm gonna tell you that I think you did a nice job with it. In some cases, you have no choice. Obvious, and I say that in reference to 9/11, where if you remember 11th, you would have chosen it. Would have chosen anything else. Seriously. But I thought the way you did that with the cartoon.
Well, let's just make sure that the listeners know when I say cartoon. It wasn't a joke cartoon.
No, not at all.
We had to acknowledge it, but the tone of this book is lighter than certainly yes. not. But we, as you said, we had to. We might be the best way to do it. It was just one image and kept it that. And it was the same thing. We just used the FDR quote, a date that will live in infamy. And ignore them. And a millennium even some king collapsed and he was killed on his throne and but there's no way we could have done that. Now if there's a sequel, which I hope there will be, one we'll be using for 9/11.
By the way, and now I will say, you get into, you cover everything from sports, you cover some things from politics, some entertainment, pop culture. Some things, like you said, are very, very old, and some things are really, really current. So go back and, like you said, some research. The hard part really is just picking out what stuff that you wanted to use.
Example, pop culture, there's a fair amount of that in there, and my favorite has to be her movie that she put out and made such a big deal about in 1998. October shows with I'm having my baby. it was all about Oprah and her beloved.
Right.
And, I mean, the narcissism when she's at a speech and Rosa Parks and Oprah's beloved to you. Well, thanks, to Rosa Parks. So, beloved is the capital who of who I am. The greatest part of the 16th, 1998, I believe, and guess what crushes it? The Bride of Chucky.
Let me ask, Leap Day, 1927, which list did that make?
February 29th?
No, I'm saying Leap Day, which is February of 19... That is the 29th, isn't it? Yeah. I'm all over the place. No, the Russian scientist.
Oh, the ape rape.
Yes! don't say it like that.
Wait to say that?
That's when that crazy Soviet scientist, with the backing of the Soviet government, tried to impregnate two chimps named Babette and Civette. Physically, but with an insemination process.
Yes.
They wanted a creature, the humans, it didn't work, thank God.
Right.
It's just an example of kind of the offbeat, weird things that show up in this book. This was, again, backed by the Soviet government.
It didn't, that one didn't take. You pointed, they said, all right, let's flip it around. We'll have a woman, G, who agreed to it. She was like, my life isn't worth living, so it may as well be
right.
For science.
What life was worth living in 1927 Soviet?
Then, thank God the orangutan has a hemorrhage and we never know what happens. But prior to that, they were ready to go.
that's one that I guess this would be it's science, so I'll approve of that one.
And then you start looking at some of these that pop up, and there were some things that, I mean, listen, anything that goes, you know, hundreds of years, and that I would have no idea, but then you would see stuff and go, how does that, the tidal wave of molasses,
oh yeah,
back in
the,
Boston?
In Boston's North End. They used to have a massive storage tank of molasses, that was used for, that would be, transformed into industrial, and so I can't remember the date. Suddenly everybody hears this loud noise that sounds like a train rumbling and the tank, and literally floods with molasses this entire neighborhood. I mean, people are way heavier than seawater.
Right.
And people are, you know, houses are knocked off their foundations, buildings are toppled, and people and horses in a sticky, massive, molasses flood.
Right. And it wipes out
in its path.
Right. If you grew up or you were from Boston, that might live as part of history. But that's that you feel like you would have heard somewhere along the way. And it did not sound familiar to me at all.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because that to go for in this is our historical moments.
Right. Well, you know, like, and the other thing that I don't remember, which I'm sure, which remote is that, there's a couple of dates, like, around the Super Bowl on the same date, but it's written the same. So, like, obviously the Janet Jackson nipple slip is there, and that's fine. Although, when you look at everything else that happened on that day, but the Janet Jackson slip was really kind of the big. But you go back to the Super Bowl of 92, did you remember before looking at it, did you remember the Just for Feet commercial campaign?
No. Campaign is, I mean, the racist backfire of all time for a Super Bowl commercial where they've got this poor African guy drugged and him in this commercial, and, well, Just for Feet shoes on him.
Right.
That was terrible. This was their first big league advertising. And Just for Feet was a massive chain for a while. I don't even remember it.
Yeah, I don't. You certainly don't remember the racist.
That was their first big foray into big league advertising, and with the backlash, it was, you know, it completely it backfired. And Just for Feet, not long after when.
And what you call, like I mentioned, so then I start popping around and I'm looking for like dates that stick out. Am I stupid not to know that three U.S. presidents died on that date?
No, it's just kind of cool, isn't it?
That's one word to go with. Ironic.
I mean, isn't it kind of poignant? Jefferson, Adams, and then later Monroe all die on that date.
Yeah, that's just the weirdest thing to me. I had no idea. Didn't know that was the case at all.
There you have it. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm trying to accomplish here. Is I want you to go ahead and go, wow.
I love that you included Disco Demolition Night.
Yeah, that was a night. What was that date? Do you have it?
Yeah, what you call it? Well, I know it was in 19, Comiskey in Chicago. It came out clear that Disco was dead. I will tell you this. If anybody wants to do anything that would make, I don't know if you'll ever this, But March 31st, you can own if you do something halfway decent, because all you're beating out there is the premiere of the...
You object to that?
If that's the highlight of that day, anybody should be able to beat that.
All right, you up with it, and up with it. If you come up with, we do a sequel, I promise you're at it.
By the way, are you working on another book?
National Geographic, you can see how this one, I feel good about it, and they feel, they're being a little bit chicken with me. They want to wait and see. So yeah, I have an outline for the entire sequel, and I'd really like to see it happen.
But wait, what is this? Well, now I want to know what the four things from those days.
Yeah, these in the beginning, there were so many bad days to choose from, and so many things had to
come. Right.
This wouldn't be like a leftover, but valid bad days. It was just a picking for this one.
All right, well, listen, I'll tell you this, Michael, right up front. I am fine with the case, but you may not change the sixth.
Which is?
The day the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth to the Mets. Yeah. That's days.
Should I just do there was more to that story?
All right, the name of the book is Bad Days in History, a gleefully grim chronicle of mayhem and misery for every day of the year. Hey, Michael, I appreciate the time. I really enjoyed the book.
Thank you, Elliot. Elliot, I appreciate the time. This was fun.
Michael.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Elliot in the morning.
In the market for the new car, you want them simple. And once you pick a car, there's no loan than Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years, and I can promise you they take care of us. And they'll take care of your car or truck with rates as low as 1 APR. Go to ArgentCU.org for an easy online application, and you'll learn Argent is the RVA's best choice for loans. And with 5 locations around the metro, they're convenient to you. Argent Credit Union, second to none.
NASCAR returns coverage on the 25th for an entire weekend of excitement and entertainment. There's music, food, exhibits, and more on the Midway. And every ticket to Saturday night's for RIR's track takeover. Track access begins at 2 and wraps at sunsets, and the flag drops with the Toyota Owners 400. Advance tickets start at just $35. For tickets and other info, RIR.com. It's NASCAR at RIR. You've got to see it.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medicate for foot irritation and control. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eater stops the odor, stops the itch.
Say, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. almost. Good boy.
Do you? Your dog is my pet. He's your exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system, and shoulder to cry on. Not to mention the best darn alarm clock you've ever had. And you may not be able to say the words exactly. Your dog says he loves you in so many ways. So help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Canine Advantix 2 provides broad specs, ticks, and mosquitoes too. Plus, Canine Advantix 2 kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't have to bite.
That's it. You're a good boy.
Canine Advantix 2. For the love of Canine Advantix 2 for dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics, and pet specialty retailers at canineadvantix2.com.
Trust your sleep to an amateur. Only Sleepy's has mattress professionals with the expert on most comfortable mattress. And Only Sleepy's has the largest selection of name brands. The final days of friends and family. Save big on ceiling with queen sets starting at $289. And save up to $1,100 on select gel-infused mattress sets. Plus free delivery series and more. Sleep professionals.
Need a good reason, Toyota? How about 900? For all credible deals on 900 vehicles, including new 2015 Corollas with payments and 2015 Camrys as low as $101. Plus, every new vehicle comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota and another 2 years from McGeorge. But these deals, season won't last. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorge.Toyota.com. McGeorge, with us and happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Includes the 2 year 25,000-mile Toyota Care maintenance and additional 2 year 20,000-mile maintenance from McGeorge Toyota. Miles 2015-52. Qualified TFS Tier 1 Plus leasers receive a new 2015 Toyota Camry LE for $1,000 per month. For 2015 Toyota Corolla LE for as low as $79 per month for 24 months. With 12,000 miles per year and $3,500 due at signing. Plus taxes, tax fees, license, and $495 due at signing. This security deposit way leases. Offer expires 5/4/20.
Oh, and something very easy to remember. When you want it, we've got it at HH Gregg. Thinking about a new washer or dryer? Gregg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerators... Gregg got it. 100+ next day delivery. Thank you, Gregg. And right now at H.H. Gregg's, Greg, 24-month special financing. Percent when you use your H.H. Gregg credit card. H.H. Gregg and hhgregg.com. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery. Gregg's got it. Subject to credit approval, next day delivery. Fac Appliances is only see store for details.
When I would binge, I would feel completely out of control. I would eat so much. After a binge, I would feel so bad about myself. Hi, I'm Sunny C. Gold. I'm a magazine writer and host with Binge Eating Disorder. Come on, suffering is to just get help. There is hope. If you binge at least weekly for 3 months, learn all of the symptoms at BingeEatingDisorder.com. Doctor.
We're going to drive southbound from Chamberlain down and Bryan Park. A collision in the stretch has your right lane blocked. Also, collisions from Hermit Bridgehampton Place, Hermitage near 95, Idlewood near Laurel Street, Baker Street, and Chamberlain near Brooklyn Park Boulevard.
Now, back to on XL 102.
Thank you very much for checking in this morning again. The name of his book, History. Very, very good book. So thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. That is out and available now. You can pick that up. All right, we got to get in. We got to get in news. After that, I'm going to give you... See, keep in mind, when you... You will qualify to win the grand prize that we will give away today. Winner and a guest will head to Bonnaroo. Where you'll end, along with a ton of other people. Everybody from Mumford, Joel, Robert Posier, 21 Pilots, on and on. So again, Gamma Shakes, qualify for the grand prize that we give away on Friday. Winner to Henry Road. Now, Diane, news please.
Department of Agriculture saying that the deadly bird flu virus, the H5N2, a farm in northwest Iowa. Now that means up to 5 hens there will have to be destroyed. It's in a state that produces 1 out of every 5 eggs that we eat in the United States.
20% of all eggs come out of Iowa?
Yes.
No ass.
They say hens there will have to be destroyed. 7 other virus. That means that nearly 7.8 million turkeys and chickens have been sickened. That started to happen back.
Did you know that? 20% of our eggs come from Iowa?
No.
Man, I am learning everything today.
Okay.
Molasses run through Boston. Learned about the eggs from Idaho. Piss before pleasure.
Yep.
Man, it's a bit.
5-year-old woman in New Orleans in jail for throwing bleach in the face of a couple of young women after she got into an argument with them owning a line. This happened yesterday at a Quick Stop service station in New Orleans. The 18-year-old was that she was standing in line when 55-year-old Deanna Rudis accusing her of cutting in line in front of her. 18-year-old out into the parking lot talking. That is when she said, approach them with 2 open bottles of bleach in their faces.
Jesus Christ!
The woman's son, the 27-year-old Udison, apparently accused of the ground. She broke her arm. Son fled the scene. They were yesterday evening. Mom, Deanna, was booked on 2 counts of aggravated.
Oh my God.
A judge has given the go-ahead for a lawsuit that is discriminating against blind people by passengers who have guide dogs. The judge ruled that the plaintiffs, among them the National Federation of the Blind, could go ahead with their claims that Uber is a travel service, so they are subject to liabilities under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Uber argues fully that they didn't have to sue them under some state laws that protected the disabled, but it is going to go. 2-year-old girl from Thailand who dies become the youngest person in the world to be cryogenically frozen. Matherin Novaratpong's parents decided to freeze in the hopes that one day advances in medicine will be able to cure her type of brain cancer.
Essentially far out to treat her.
They said her brain was being preserved in a stainless steel filled with nitrogen.
What does that remind you of?
A baseball player.
Oh, Ted Williams? Not Ted Williams. No. Who wants to be frozen?
Sam.
Yeah. That's all he wants. When he dies, freeze him. Because they'll find some cure for
whatever
it is.
There's no guarantee that a cure ever gets him.
What will he tell you?
There's always hope.
Well, but if they do find it, Then they can save.
Bobby Christie's grandmother, Sissy Houston, also obviously the mother
of Whitney Houston.
Whitney Prayer saying that she had just returned from visiting her granddaughter in the hospital. She wrote, while she is no longer in a medically induced tracheotomy and according to doctors has global and irreversible brain damage and remains unresponsive, and understanding that she can live in this condition for a lifetime truly saddens me. She was asking for everyone's prayer.
So does that mean they're kind of... So when Bobby Brown said, what was it, that show over the weekend?
She was awake.
That seems a little pushed. But I told you, I still interpreted that she's what... The reason I'm here tonight is because my daughter's watching over me.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I interpreted
watching.
It. That's how I interpret it.
Technically.
Correct.
Awake. The business world is sweat working. A pace for a walk or a run or maybe even a Zumba class is now.
God, could you imagine?
Away.
Let's go for Kaylee. Oh, I thought you were. I want to get together and discuss your statements. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
They said it's a fitting way than taking somebody to a fattening lunch.
I'll figure this thing out. You want to go eat? No, you know what? Let's Zumba.
Mm hmm.
Oh, and if you...
Kick ass!
If you're going to do a deal with my mom, you got a water Zumba.
Oh,
did you bring it? Let's go, go!
Special delivery from China arriving in D.C. yesterday. Frozen semen from a panda in China. Another try at artificial Mahjong at the National Zoo.
Oh, I remember. I wonder. At the plane at the airport that drove and followed the sperm.
One person.
The zoo.
She's all things panda.
So I guess they're going to make a go of it before the end of May. That's the next to be. In heat, season scheduled tonight, a 3-hour special.
Right, we're going to go over team.
Or just
or
go
maybe
online.
I'll just do the week. We'll go through and pick all of our winners week one, and then week two. God, what a... Listen, I get it. People will be excited that the roster or the schedule comes out. Fine. But now you'll get to see the whole thing, which is fine if, like, people go away.
First home game.
I don't need... Who are the Patriots going to open? Like, that'll be good. Talk that it's going to be New England and Pittsburgh. We'll open the season on that third. By the way, does Pittsburgh hate him around? Yeah, but he's going to hold out over a deal. He just start. Say again?
Well, wait, what you pay for?
For tonight at NASA.
Now we're talking. I have an update about something later. Go ahead.
You won't see Eric Fair tonight or Thursday.
No.
With an update.
Nope, upper body. Forget I said that. Upper body.
Rangers beat the Penguins 2-1. The 1-3-0 Ducks beating the Jets. They take a 3-0 series. Kicking off a series against the Cardinals. Also, the Red Sox topping the Orioles 7-1 on Patriots Day in Boston. The Wizards leading their series 1-0. Game 2 Raptors tonight in Toronto. Also, guard Lou Williams from the Raptors won the league's yesterday, named the NBA's best reserve player. They will be back for Game 3. On.
Don't forget, during Diane's Dirt, I'll give you tickets to see both the Caps and the Wizards for the playoffs.
That's a look at news.
Lots of winning reasons to choose Toyota. A friend who drives one. It comes with Toyota Care, a 2-year no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance to owners. Toyota Care comes with a complimentary scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. Not be part of a rental or commercial or commercial-paying dealer for all the details. It's race time in Care 250 is on Friday, April 24th, and the Toyota owner's 425th under the lights. Go to Arm for all of the exciting Toyota rates for the race, then visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% APR financing on select new Toyota models. Back from Toyota. APR financed by model and model year, and not all buyers will qualify. Check out Buy a Toyota at your Richmond area Toyota dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
One morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
You hold in your hands and let it flow. This cruelty of years you fall. Truth.
again, 866-255-5468. Here right now, I will give you a Bama Shakes in concert. That show's going to be September 18th at Meriwether Post Pavilion. That's fine. By the way, in those, you will qualify to win the grand prize trip that we will give away. On winner and a guest will head to Bonnaroo, the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. Taking place down in Manchester, Tennessee, Alabakes again. Mumford & Sons will be there, a whole bunch more, including Billy Joel, Hozier, 21 Pilots, and the list goes on. 866-2X-235-5468. Call me right now, and you complete step one. Tickets to see Alabama Shakes. Apply for the grand prize trip to Bonnaroo.
My last Daily Show program, the August the 6th, I will be wearing a suit. I will more than likely be showered. I'll be wearing overalls, and I won't shower.
In the morning. Days after Dater Elliott hits the music in Richmond. Maybe even though, but probably not. XL 102 commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make his tea.
XL 102, Richmond's alternative.
Right now, American Family Fitness for $30. 30 days to lose that gut. 30 days to tighten that to start getting ready for summer. All for just $30. Including a certified personal trainer to help get you started. Visit any of our 9 locations to learn more. 30 days for $30. Now at any American Family Fitness. More on fitcom. Limited time offer.
Time for the toast.
I'm not sure if Billy and the Ice Queen will make it 5 years. But I do. If it weren't for those new toasty 7 us groomsmen had for lunch, none of us would be here tonight. So congrats, 11, your delicious meats and melty save the day.
Here's to thing. Try the all-new Chicken Bacon Ranch and Italian Melt Sandwiches. Only $2.99 at 7 for a limited time at participating locations.
Today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh cream. Oh, I picked out for you. And here's your breakfast with hash browns.
But at least McDonald's. Right now, get an egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed egg cup for only $3. Since 05 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Breakfast yet, Chris?
Long cash.
Here you go, man. I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's.
A savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves. All funnels dollar menu at breakfast can get your morning every day.
Feel better?
Ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
May vary, a la carte only.
Get tribal stuff every time by Smax Premium Brake Pads Ozone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that get in the zone on Ozone.
This is Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond's Deal of the Day.
2004 Tucson Silver and only 22,000 miles. Available today for only $13,888.
Located off I-64 in Short Pump. Or go to Hendon.
Jezebel's in the fun while helping a great cause. Wine for Cures, a cancer research organization. Jezebel, Saturday night, April 25th from 7 to 11. If you'd like to sponsor, call Vicki at 631-2084. That's 631-2084.
So you're sporting a GM vehicle. You'd our button. And wonder, what if I... You'll get 3 months trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostics. Good on 06 or newer active GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligatory. Visit OnStar.com for proper details and system limitations.
We're getting reports of big delays for 95 southbound from Chamberlain down through Brookwood. Collision in the stretch as you're right, slowing things down for Paramount, Malin, Paramount, and Hermitage near 95 on Pearl Street. At Chamberlain at Baker Street and Chamberlain near Brooklyn Park Boulevard.
Right now, it's easy for you to learn how to grow your business. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have anything. All you have to do is visit RichmondRadio.com. Get ideas, advice, and prices. That's RichmondRadioAdvertising.com.
From the top, Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC Washington. WRXL Richmond. Elliott in the Morning.
866-254-4468. Who's this?
Well, this is Benny.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Oh, not much. I'll win, you know?
Excellent. I got a point. You will go see Alabama Shakes.
Sweet.
I'm also going to qualify you for the grand prize that we will give away on Friday. Winner and a guest will be the Manchester Music and Arts Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be sweet. That would be a nice little prize to win. So listen, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee, you'll get some in. You'll definitely go see Alabama Shakes when you winning the grand prize, my friend.
Awesome.
I got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. You'll have a chance again tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week. All week, somebody wins themselves a pair of tickets. Qualifies for the grand prize that we give away, the trip to Bonnaroo. Also, two other things of import going on this week. We do have our very in the morning screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. We will do that next Tuesday. So all this week, we're having you call passes to join us. If you can't get through, not a problem. You can go online, register to get your tickets that way. Facebook.com/EITM online. During Diane's Dirt all week. I'll get two winners. One of you will go see the Capitals take on the New York Islanders. The other one will go Wizards take on the Toronto Raptors. Every day you get to go see the Wizards, or you get to go do that during Diane's Dirt. By the way, Diane, I'm surprised. I thought that you were going to. What was the story that came out about? It was some health related. We're now saying that not drinking is the same as drunk driving.
It's like dehydrated driving. Apparently you're like not firing all cylinders or whatever.
Yeah, they say that it can say worse than almost like you're 3-4 times. Like they went through and they said that if you like above a 0.08 or a 0.1 or a 0.1, that you number of mistakes over a given period, whether that's a 5-minute period, a 10-minute period, or an hour, whatever, that they found out that people who are at a 0.1 will make X number of mistakes. So then they went in, they looked at hydrated. And the numbers are equal or worse. And so my first thought was, oh, that's no big deal. No, they don't want that.
No.
They do not want that. They want you drinking in the car.
Then
you drink water in the car?
No.
No. What, nor would you?
But it's an easy request.
What, tithing?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about if I don't want it?
Okay, but it's...
But you're going to tell me that's worse than I'm better off getting behind the wheel sauce and drinking water in the car?
But if they are similar...
Have you? Because you didn't drink a glass of water.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's time you were like, as long as we're being honest, down. Too much. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've never fallen down and been like, oh, damn, I should have had a glass of water. Whew, man.
Well, people who faint can be dehydrated.
Yeah.
You think that the people who are drunk?
No, I don't.
By the way, I've passed out plenty of times. I don't think any of them were like, boy, you know what? You'd have remained upright if you'd have just had that.
It's probably the 17 beers you had before that.
Not from being drunk. Not from having too much to drink. Just in general. Like when she had her internal sonogram and I passed. When I was like, man, you know what would have saved me?
Now, plenty of times?
Yeah, that's not breaking news. I've passed out a decent amount. Passed out getting stitches. Moved. I passed out during Jackie's internal sonogram. I've gone down a decent amount. Not for you.
I didn't know you'd passed out so many times.
Oh yeah, not for you. No, I've gone out a couple of times, a handful. But they say it's not good. At some point, it's not good for the brain. It's fine. But the
severe dehydration. You know how when people are so
they're not
severely dehydrated. No, they've been throwing up for 2 days.
No, it's like essentially people that don't drink. I forget how many ounces they said it was supposed to be. I gotta be honest. The story you read stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Here we go. It was motorists. By the way, it's really bad. They're dehydrated, make twice as many mistakes as those that are drunk driving. Not true. Having as few as 5 sips of water an hour while being over the limit. So if you're not having 5 sips per hour in the car, it's worse than being drunk.
They said the same.
Oh no. Is equivalent, yes. Is equivalent, is equal. Yes.
That's crazy.
There's no way that's true.
Kyle Larson.
What did he do?
I remember him.
For what? He didn't know what it was from.
I thought he was hydrated.
Oh,
That was okay, maybe from the autograph session, right?
That's right. That's right. But that's okay.
He would have gotten in the car.
If he would have been fine.
No, but if he would have gotten in the car, he would have been out there driving drunk on the track.
Okay, water bottle that he drinks during. The way it may not be water. That could be Gatorade. That could be some kind of fuel filler.
They do have some sort of
could be a shake.
Really current person severely
that's
dehydrated.
A good one. Okay,
in
but
the news.
Well, I guess if he were driving, it would have. It just seems way too simple. You're driving like a drunk, unless you have a sip of water. And by the way, only having five an hour, it's the equivalent. You got to have more than that an hour. You got to have a bottle of water an hour.
Got a smaller bottle?
Yeah, it is. But if you're only having five sips, and sips would take you to get through a bottle of water, like eight, nine.
Yeah,
I have big sips. The
Brad so quickly.
I'm trying to think of like when you drink a bottle of water.
Eight, nine.
No, when you drink a bottle
a sip
of water,
is not much.
It takes you about and sips through it. Visually, I feel like that's all that it is. Mm-hmm. It is. But I bet I can get through that in 12 sips.
No, this is like 32 ounces.
I get through a 32 ounce Coke in 12.
For you. And you get the boost.
No, how big is that one, Kaylee? On 10 sips. Guaranteed. A sip is not less than an ounce.
A sip is small.
Okay. Mouthful like you, when you take a drink of water. Yeah. I take 10 of those. I'll polish that.
Couple things coming in.
Number one.
This is from Ashley. But if I drink all that water, I'll have to pee. 619 ATV. So a McDonald's cup is distracted driving, but water is okay.
Thank you.
And then R Jack. My question is: then why are there more traffic accidents on big drinking nights than on hot days?
Point.
So did this come about because of some like crazy court case?
No, I don't think so. It says the study revealed that drivers that drink 5 milliliters of water and more than the number of mistakes on the road than the same amount of those who had been drunk driving. But no, it doesn't says this from the study. Other than the by the way, they think about obese people may as well just be drunks, make all kinds of mistakes.
Like slower reaction times?
It just says that there's all kinds of problems and mistakes you make.
But yet you don't want to give us examples.
No, it just says that. It just six distinct categories of drivers who are like drunk drivers.
But mistakes on the road?
Well, obviously they made mistakes health-wise.
No, but I'm saying like, are they...
No, driving. Like, no, they're
being dehydrated is not a mistake on the road, but can lead to mistakes on the road.
Making mistakes. Yeah, they, you make mistakes. We're obese, whatever the case is, whatever you want to call it. Make mistakes. It is a mistake, but not, that's not your mistake. You make mistakes. Drinking, getting drunk, you made mistakes. You understand what I'm saying there?
No.
Where am I going, Kate?
I am going to add water to my new age.
You are.
Training.
When are you going to drink water? When are you going to?
I'm
going to
drink it.
Water?
Oh, you know what I'm going to drink it? Every time I used to take a water break, which I do. I run over to the kitchen, and then I usually have to pause the DVD.
But I thought you said you weren't
going to make the YRG.
But you weren't going to do any of the nutrition with the yoga.
Well, come on, water's so basic. He's got pages and pages,
right?
But I can. Every time we talk about water, I think about trying to maybe cut down on coffee and drink more water, especially in the morning.
No, never.
I'll go with my honey. This is great.
What does DDP yoga say? How many nuggets, really? And jalapeno cheese fries. Am I supposed to have this?
Read that section.
Thank you, Wendy's.
I would suggest to you, if you're going to do a workout today, maybe you check out Red Hot Core.
Maybe
we go below the belt.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to take your letter to Wendy's for my day. Well, I know I'm going to be sitting, so at that point, I'll go ahead and write it on. Hello?
Elliot.
Yeah, hi. Who's
it? Yeah, I don't know about this. I had the DD last night. It was coming out of both ends, and I am severely dehydrated.
Okay.
I can tell you.
Okay.
What did he call it? The DGs?
It's diarrhea, Diane.
What is Well, I've never heard the acronym DGs.
I don't know what it is either, but I can fill in the blank. Hey, Risto or something. Morning.
Hello.
Wait, hold on. What is that? Oh, there you go. There's somebody drinking Dasani right now. She's got cute hands.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on. What's going on?
I, too, found it creepy, Amanda.
I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I actually think Eric thinks right.
Based on what?
All right, first off, you said it was per an hour, right?
Yeah, they wanted to drink a certain amount of water an hour, or it's the equivalent of being drunk.
Up in a car for an hour or more.
I mean,
so
for a lot of people, that's every day. A lot of people have an hour commute to and from work.
You're travel mug with coffee?
Yeah, because I enjoy it.
One hour. So think about the time that you that hour and how you felt it.
I hate it.
Right. It's about, like, how you start to feel when you're dehydrated. And then when you think about it that way, it does kind of start to make sense of some water, hour trek that you're doing. And on top of that, I don't do that because of what the one eat. It doesn't make any sense to drink water that much. But if you were at a theme park all day for 5 hours, yeah, you'd it does kind of make sense.
I get where you're coming from. I mean, that's a bit of a windy walk, but I get where you're coming.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just as much work to drive as it is to do a lot of other things. But when we're doing a lot of other things we don't think about, we automatically think, hey, I should probably drive harder.
That's
just
true.
Not while we're driving.
No, that's true. By the way, they say one of your most common mistakes, lane drifting, late braking, touching or crossing the center line, or drifting off onto the shoulders of roads. Look at all these goddamn people drinking their
water. What do you think is in their cup holder?
Lamont is trying to start a water bottle check-in. Water bottle check-in.
Lamont drinks water on the way to work.
What do you need to drink?
Nothing. Coffee. Soda. I was not expecting Lamont.
Soda.
I don't drink soda. Every so often. But
Three times a week.
No, a mixer, I will have it.
Mixer, but that not, counts.
No, it doesn't. I don't.
The mixer counts.
It's so rare that I'll just go get a fountain drink, though. It's very, very rare. Or even
Coke at home for Jack and Coke.
Yes. Yes, but I'm not having, I don't and get myself a big glass of soda.
You get yourself a big glass of Jack and Coke.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's a mixer.
Diet.
No, I can't have diet. I can't have Coke.
No, it's diet.
Well, I do like the lower cap.
Got that.
Where am I going, Kaylee?
By the way.
Oh, yes.
Well, first, Amanda.
So she does have
shockingly,
hands.
She's not. She appreciated the compliment.
Found her hand to be cute.
People are upset that we misheard the call. It said Bee Gees.
Guts.
Oh.
Sorry. I thought I heard Bee Gees.
I like diarrhea good. Line three.
That reminds me of her band.
Oh, Diarrhea Planet. Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Yeah, when I was in high school,
yes, sir.
I sit there and I had a little week for the flu. Doctor said, do not go back to your full regiment. Well, I was in football, so I turned around. I was dehydrated. About ran into the football field.
Really?
My car came to the gym to the coach's office. I bounced off a Coke machine, a snack machine, all over the water fountain.
Wow. Dude, all that just from being dehydrated from the flu, though.
Yeah,
no. You know what? That would make sense. That would make a little bit. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother. Oh, wait, hold on. Where am I going? I think I hit the wrong line. Line four. Four. Good morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Yeah, this is. I actually agree with the story.
Based on what, though?
Based on when you drink, you're out of your body.
Yeah, but water, how is that like being drunk?
Yes, but when you drink, you're dehydrating, so you get drunk. But when you're dehydrated, you're not drinking alcohol, still dehydrated, the same effects.
I mean, you sound scientific. So that I don't know. No, you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds like you went to school or for that.
I didn't go to school for it. It's just I know what happens to me when I get drunk.
Okay. No, but I don't understand why not drink. Well, because then you're dehydrated. Whatever. I get that. But still. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, good morning, class.
Hi.
My name is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, for you.
I think the problem with the study is that when you have alcohol in your system, you intentionally drive, so you're not breaking any rules.
You're absolutely right. I know I do. You know what? It relaxes me. And that driver.
She was saying the opposite.
Seriously.
Oh. Damn it. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning. Presents The Offspring. Make it a three-day weekend with a mediation. A stream May 4th at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. The only way in is to listen and win. Ring the festival with the soothing sounds of SoCal Punk. It's okay,
Toyota.com.
There's lots of winning reasons to choose Toyota. And who drives one? Did you know that it comes with Toyota Care, a 2-year no-cost with roadside assistance exclusive for... Toyota Care covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. And your new Toyota cannot be your commercial fleet. So see your part details. It's Richmond. The Toyota Care 250 is on Friday, April 24th, and the Toyota Owners 400 race is on April 25th under the light. Go to IR.com for all of the exciting Toyota race details. Then visit your Toyota 0% APR financing on select cashback from Toyota. Vary by model and model year, and not all buyers will qualify. Check out Buy a Toyota to Richmond area Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, baby. Let's ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't let noisy. Stop by AutoZone, and get a new set of brakes. Introducing new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads, engineered to outperform the original pads that came on your car.
Hey, Intellos Wireless customers. Verizon wants you to know that now is the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. For a limited time, Intellos Wireless customers who bring their number to Verizon $50 bill credit for each smart message. Plus, we'll waive the activation fee. With Verizon, you get a network you can count on to keep you connected from the beach to the everywhere and everywhere in between. So is your network. You offer the latest high-tech devices, including the exclusive Droid Turbo by Motorola. Like all our smartphones, it's no money down for qualified coverage. And tell us, wireless customers, how you save without settling. Hurry to any Verizon store or call 1-800-256-4. Subject to customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Bill credit and activation fee. Activation or 2-year agreement per smartphone line. Link cycles. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Flat out throttle twisting motorcycle road racing. Roading is back. ASCA, the new home of AMA Hyperbike. And it's at the legendary Virginia International Raceway, May 15th through 17th. Track acceleration, handlebar to handlebar corner battles, and screaming straightaway to 200 miles an hour. Located on the Virginia and Virginia near Danville, VIR offers plenty for the whole family. Parking is coming up. Get your advanced tickets now at VIRnow.com.
It's the Great Lothian Superstore. Looking with clouds of vapor. Over 25 Premiumside Bunny. Five Ponds, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, and the Cloud Science. Knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced, Advanced has everything you need. Risk to create at the mixing bar. Visit 03 Midlothian Turnpike Network or our second location in Chester. Open 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
Why exactly need a level 1 pediatric trauma center? Find out when Dr. Jeffrey Haynes addresses the subject on Wednesday, May 13th from 5 p.m. at the Lewis Skinner Battalion. Haynes will also discuss the many emergency and trauma resources of Children's Hospital, the first and only Level 1 Pediatric Trauma Center in Virginia. This is free and open to the public. Registration at vcuhealth.org/seminar.
Could your team, group, or club use $10,000? Tell your story now through April 27th by entering the Baymont Inn & Suites Home Team Hobby Fest. Baymont is also giving away cash prizes. Visit baymontinns.com/home team hospitality for details.
From the Nice Center. Delays for 95 southbound Brook Road and Bryant Park. A collision in the stretch has your right lane blocked. Also, collision slowing Parent Bridgehampton Place, Hermitlewood near Laurels, Baker Street, and Chamberlain near Brooklyn Park Boulevard.
Now, back to Elliott and Excel 102.
Dripping all night long, trying to figure out what might go wrong. Waking up, mind's a mess, cause I keep forgetting lies. Precious never, yesterday's a history, tomorrow's all a mystery. Someday we all gonna die. Ain't nobody coming except for maybe try. Home precious impermanence. Attitude. I just hang on. Stop asking why. Cause yesterday.
days of history.
It's Elliot and the Elliot and the
Bones are a mystery.
I will have your in just a little bit. Hey, by the way, that guy we talked to yesterday, who he wasn't in New York City, but he knew that group. Maybe was he a part of it?
Or he hung out with them, I think.
Yeah. He sat in different seats, remember? Do we have any at all? That whole group going back to the game tonight? Well, I don't know how we would know. Are you with you?
Thanks.
Anyway, there was a little bit of an update in that. We were talking about that story, the group of fans at the... Who they had their car key, their license plate stolen, and visual FUs and all that other stuff. So the latest that I saw was, and by the way, this story went everywhere. The Nassau County Police Department has taken up the case. They are now looking into it. I don't think we knew that yesterday. So they are the Nassau County Police, where which Coliseum is. They are looking into the reported vandalism incident in Sunday's game between the Islanders and the game. They go and they talk about how, you know, a group of fans were there. The whole story that we talked about yesterday. So the police department has, picked up the case. I guess the security company, the security at the venue and, in the parking lots, they staffed up for the playoffs. And as is the case, they, evaluate. Says, we are sorry to hear about this group's experience. The safety and enjoyment of our patrons is always our top priority. Our security detail and presence was increased after every game. We await our plan. Local police and security officials, the process is currently in motion. Pardon me. For tonight's game. Then the Islanders released a statement. Disappointed about hearing what some fans, Lee, everybody's welcome. It says the alleged racist or homophobic Washington Capitals fans, by no means associated with or supported by Islanders. Islanders who are made up of the best hot are some of the most respectful, passionate, and knowledgeable in the NHL. Mm. Appropriate actions of does not represent the Islanders fans as a whole. We expect our fans to be continue one of the loudest and most respectful. Yeah. You think tonight's nuts?
The action
if
on
they
the ice?
Oh, the action on the ice is going to be great. Fantastic. It's playoff hockey.
Because a lot of fans were upset with the... I'm talking Islanders fans. That could be rough.
So they over... Yeah. In a good way.
For who?
No. Like, are you saying...
Fans of stories like this?
No. Do you think that... Like, they're just going to be, like, extra loud, very loud bunch. Or you think that they are going to be extra aggressive against Caps fans?
Yes.
Okay, the latter.
No.
Well, they'll definitely be loud.
The barn will be rocking.
Because the... That sounded natural.
Isn't it rock the barn?
Yes. The, Oh, wait, hold on. Kaylee's gone. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. What's going on?
Good.
We should talk about the awesomeness of this game in Nassau.
By the way, your story, or not yours specifically, but your group everywhere, dude.
Yeah, I know. We it's like not really been paying it much attention. It still keeps blowing up every like 5 or 10 minutes with like ESPN, and that's crazy.
Yeah, no, that thing took off. Okay. You did get the an official announcement from the organization.
More excited about Uncle Ted coming out than anything.
I didn't see what Leonsa said. What did he...
I know he had a TED Talk yesterday where he mentioned that that the Coliseum had a minor incident as well, but that stadium security looked after them and bigger fans and than them and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, wait, so Ted and the ownership group also have at the arena?
That's what he said. It was reported, too, by the Washington Post that he had said that.
Okay, so, but it's the Post, that thing. Wipe your ass with it. Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Tyler. Hold on one second, dude.
His quote was, our ownership group had game two. Nothing too security for our group was well handled and did a great job in helping us get to and from the arena.
Mm-hmm. are you guys going tonight?
Yeah, there's a bunch of us going on. I've got a thing I have to do tonight, but I'd say I saw there were at least 10 or of the guys and gals headed out there.
Right, and of course they'll all be their gear. Of course. I'll read about them tomorrow.
In police reports.
Hopefully not in the metro section, if you know what I mean.
No, I see this, though. Do they, I mean, are they, your group of friends, are they expecting it to be better just based on it just being top of mind for everybody?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're just going to support the Caps. If the jackasses
okay, now you're calling the organization. The organization is going to tell you your name calling.
I'm like, I mean, I'm sure that it'll be better tonight also because it's a school night, you know what I mean? And so
right.
People won't be as they were on Sunday, but...
I think you're wrong. I don't want to
No matter what the night, it's still the playoffs, right?
Okay, first of all, it was Sunday at noon. It was like they had a full day of drinking in.
Some of them were camped out in the park AM with six packs, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, of course they were. No, I don't think the fact that it's a school night is going to...
Touché.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think that matters at all. If anything, I got all day. I cut out of work at noon all day to blast up. all right, but you're not part of the group that's going tonight.
I can't go tonight. I take a class at 8 every Tuesday night, so I got to go do that.
Huh. No S. All right, well, Steve, tell Steve Carell I said hi.
All right, we'll do.
All right, dude.
All right, thanks, Elliot.
All right, later, bro. Yeah, see, so you think that'll be fine. All right, so then you know what? As long as we're doing some follow-up stuff, I did have a couple of... number one, now this will be a weird transition, but that's okay. Remember there was the stories of the beheaded goat?
The question was whether or not it was a bunch of like fraternity guys
or just trying to track anything down. They still have no idea who did it. They really still have no leads, but they did jack that reward money up to $14,000. Remember, it was at five. It's at $14,000. Were we thinking about sea lions and manatees?
When you confused the two.
I did confuse the two. I definitely confused
the
two.
It was the girl in the water with the GoPro.
Out. Oh, that's right. That's right. But that was correct?
Yeah.
Oh, so now the country. California? Are looking for a somebody or a couple who took a sea lion.
They did today.
Oh,
I'm confused. You mean they like stole one from the beach?
Yeah, they took one, and they're telling people these things will bite the hell out of you. Yeah, no, it snatched a sea lion or a lion pup from a Los Angeles beach. Don't animals' cuteness bite. According to an animal expert. So this happened, I guess, Sunday night into Monday morning. A witness to the abduction said four people wrapped up it and then left around 3:30 in the morning of the airport. The witness said that the two men were in their 20s and were holding the animal before the abduction. The initial police report said the animal was a small seal, but a companion pup that escaped them was later found on the beach lion. Dude, take one of those. But why would you take one of those?
No.
Who would have
I mean, one? Nerds, but...
Okay, I wouldn't touch one in the water. Ever. I wouldn't want one near me, unless it was on the other side of a piece of glass.
Like a gorilla?
Like, I love that video. By the way, they
terrifying.
Said, but they said...
Right, I guess it's a silverback, right?
Yeah. The that goes charging at the glass and breaks glass? Yeah, they said that's no big deal.
No big deal.
No, they just show their strength. That they'll trap. The glass gave. That it's for a gorilla to charge the glass and slam into it, it's no big deal. And it's,
but it did it because it's pounding her chest, right?
No, they that just happenstance. They said that what I read was like when you get two or three gorillas, especially they're kind of in that puberty age. What zoo was? Here it comes. Who's doing that? That doesn't. Watch this guy.
Oh, my God.
Boom! Shatters the glass, and look at all the kids run like pussies.
Hell yeah.
Because look at them all run.
Because the adults told them.
Freeze frame people filming
their faces.
Their reflection.
Faces.
Priceless.
You'd be terrified.
Yeah. I don't like watching the video, because I feel like it's shattering my monitor.
The, Tyler. The, No.
Great during.
Pounding on their chest. When you get two or three gorillas in an enclosure like that, they want to show off as... no different than getting feet.
So it was just a coincidence, the little kid.
She could have been pounding her chest. She could have been doing a headstand. She could have been holding an ice cream cone.
It
had nothing to do with the people. Of course, that's what it looked like.
It was looking right at her. Right.
This works. On the other... No, I'm being serious. On the other side, there are three of the gorillas in the injury. It's the same as having three teenage boys. They're showing off, like, who's toughest, who's the tough. That's why that one went running for the nothing to do with the little girl. That's why I said it was no big. The kids went running like pussies for no reason. Nothing. Well, first of all, nothing was going to happen because the glass. Could you imagine though if that glass would have broke and that was not loose? Although it probably wouldn't have known what to do,
Or maul the visitors,
like when they start feeling cornered. But he would have gotten free and been like, "What do I do here?"
He would just stand there and wait patiently for the zoo workers to come and take him back into captivity.
No. So confused by like, oh my god, if we're going to imagine over the last when he scores a goal. Now imagine it would probably take him a moment of like, whoa, I'm not even supposed to be on this side of the glass. What am I doing?
I'll take the Texas over Ovechkin day of the week.
But I think it would flip the gorilla out because he's thousands of times.
So it because it doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But how awesome is that video, though?
It's definitely one to keep.
That, love it. But I'm not taking a sea lion. That I'm not taking.
Just a gorilla.
No, there's no way I would take one of those. Well, you know, your other across the country today. Hey. Oh, my God. You guys got to keep up. You know what's coming?
I was in a bunch of bears.
All the grizzlies are waking up this week. Self. Just waiting and hungry. They will say that they will go nuts on campers. No fear of that because I'm not camping.
I thought you were for your cross-country motor.
Yeah, well, I'm not
with,
on my
ride
this week. Well, he would watch over my ride.
Jesus takes the tent.
No, Jesus saves. And then Obi puts in the rebound.
I knew what that was.
Come on.
I'm not stupid.
They were saying that the grizzly bears are waking up all across the country this week. This is like big grizzly wake-up week. The campers, watch your ass, because it's going to be a nasty week. You watch. I bet we find five.
This week?
This week. Oh,
fingers crossed.
Yeah. One more month.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. It's got some dirt after that. I'll get the Caps Islanders, and I'll give away a pair of tickets to see the Wizards Raptors.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Right now, size specialty beverage is only $1.99. So bring us your need for caffeine. You're for so cozy. And we'll make you a specialty beverage. Hot lattes and iced mochas flavored to perfection. Hot chocolates with whipped cream on top. And so much more are all made to make your day. Try one for $1.99 today. Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Hey, Wawa fans, ready to get rewarded? Introducing Wawa, our way of saying thanks. Download our new free mobile app or sign up at Wawa Rewards. Just a Wawa gift card. Register it, and every $50 you spend on eligible items will earn you rewards on the things you love. It really is a better way to Wawa. So join today and start racking up delicious rewards. See store for details and restrictions or visit WawaRewards.com.
Eater's medicated powder with maximum relief for foot irritation and its superactivated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eater's medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Well, left hand turn signal. Tink, tink, tink. You sent me on for the last 14 miles. Hey, want to have a staring contest? Whoops. And since you're stuck in traffic, you can just sit back and watch me flash like a dysfunctional disco light. Pass on the left? Didn't you see my signal? And if you've got cut-rate insurance, things could really take a turn for the worse. So, where agents help protect you from tink, tink.
Agents are always looking for ways to help you save money. Right now, save when you go paperless. Call one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents today and ask about the eSmart disc conditions, availability, and coverage selecting six.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Ow! Ow!
At Napa Auto, your car covered. Front to back, left to right. So side window marks, light bulb. You can easily get what you need. NapaOnline.com. Reserve it now and pick it up in store later. Check it out now and we'll stop messing with your speakers. Or maybe not. Cut with Napa know-how at participating Napa Auto Parts stores here.
When you have a Ram 1500, everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path, where man seldom meets up with nature. Unless you've got a Ram 5 with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway golden holes before anyone else does. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership that has more people driving Ram trucks than ever before. Ram. Well, SEs of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2015 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 21 MPG Highway for $239 a month for 24 months with 24 next title license extra. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated 29 MPG Eco Diesel V6 4x2 HFE total retail sales of calendar years 2019. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Chrysler Capital. 25 cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Restricted supply. Take delivery by May 4th.
Report. Captain Obvious.
Traveling is a rewarding experience. Unless you're playing, it's a violation. If you're an average-sized person, you're probably not your team's biggest fan. But you may believe your impact on your team's performance. Hotels.com is a good place for away games. Less so for home games because you already live there.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
What if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, checks you at assistance. Just button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer. Good on any OnStar inactive GM. I want it after that. Just say so. For coverage map, offer system limitations.
Right now is the prime opportunity for you to learn how to grow your business. You don't have to spend anything. To do is visit RichmondRadioAdvertising.com. Get ideas, advice, and pricing. RadioAdvertising.com.
Elliot in the morning. XL 101.02.
Not a thing to my name. Head in the clouds. In my body waste.
Real quickly as we get into dirt, thank you, Candice, for coming in with food today. Enjoy the delicious heat of jalapeno fresco spicy chicken sandwich. They're sitting top with fresh jalapenos, sauce, and pepper jack cheese. All served on a red jalapeno bun. Also, try their new ghost pepper fries. Cut fries, topped with cheese, fresh jalapenos, and ghost pepper sauce. From only. These on to find the location nearest you. All right, Diane. Dirt, please.
In case you missed it, the person who was eliminated on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wait, whoa. I saw a very brief moment last night. What's her name? I can't think of her name. Patty, her name. Boom, really?
Yes.
Right on.
She did get a chance to plug her barbecue sauce though before she was
excellent.
Last also, last Daily Show, Jon Stewart announcing his final show is going to be on August 6th. We still don't know when Trevor Noah is going to be taking over.
Did they give a date?
I just saw hiatus after John.
I don't know why I have September in my mind.
But obviously he is going to be doing money for his favorite autism charities, which worked for in the past. So it's where people can go on and bid certain amounts of money to get things like even the studios. They have those flags, pictures, and
right.
Those are going to be sale, signed scripts.
Oh, you know what? Maybe Jackie might like one of those for Mother's Day.
Things of that nature. I think that was 25 or faster.
She'll be fine without that.
The top eight revealed as a couple of them on tonight's episode of The Voice for season finale for Fresh Off the Boat, ABC. The third season premiere of Inside Amy Schumer. Comedy Central, was just renewed for a fourth season.
A show
as well, yeah.
Oh, good.
And Weird Al Yankovic on with Jimmy Fallon. Drummer Phil Rudd pled guilty to charges of both possession and a charge to kill. So this was one of those cases where there was no jury present. It was just him pleading before a judge, a second, threatening to be dropped. So have everything thrown out of court. If that didn't happen, he will be sentenced.
Every guilty person would like everything thrown out of court.
And
what was the
motion to strike?
What was that part of that case? Didn't he get busted at some point, or wasn't there something that had to do with piggyback rides or something?
Isn't that how he left the courtroom?
That's right. That's right.
Carried by his security.
That was definitely, yeah, probably. But you piggyback.
The between Sofia Vergara and her ex, that guy Nick Lowe, speaking out about why he won the suit against her to save their frozen embryos. He said, I created these two embryos with the purpose of taking them to term, not destruction, because I've always dreamed of being a father. I've offered to waive any financial responsibilities or of my ex, and to even give her the opportunity to be involved with the child she changed.
Just banking on them being looking like her and being talented.
Well, both of them signed paperwork that both of them would need to consent before creating the embryos, IVFF. Apparently, completed her stint in rehab. Miley Cyrus, Patrick Schwarzenegger have broken up. Reported that it was some sort of break, but no.
They're done.
Done between the two of them. They're in different places. He's in college. She's her music career. Ariana broken up. Apparently, it was a mutual decision because their touring are going to be keeping them apart for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers for Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin, filing their papers for divorce. Yes, irreconcilable differences. Things have been pretty amicable. Obviously, they've vacationed a bunch of times.
Yeah, but now it's done. Now it's over with.
Yeah. Free to continue on with Jennifer Lawrence,
good
right?
For, yeah, no,
and
good for him.
She's got her producer
love
man.
Coldplay.
Taylor Swift's relationship with Harris apparently could be doomed because he stayed the night the other night, and he was up all night blowing his nose and saying that he couldn't breathe. Charlize Theron, the latest edition of W about her secrets to looking so good, aging, sounds like most of it is actually was giving encouragement to the younger set, saying 20-year-olds are too terrified, don't have a breakdown, don't hit the shark. Getting older is really to say when you look like Charlize Theron. Hollywood filing for bankruptcy protection with a $22.5 million offer in hand.
Oh, all underwear's half off. That's stupid.
A group called So. The chain is going to continue online exclusive unless somebody steps forward to open up some of their stores. Height of the number of Frederick stores, there were like 200.
Were there really?
In shopping. Increased competition and less mall shopping.
In Los Angeles was awesome. Hollywood Boulevard was great. It was like going to church.
I mean, that one of the ones that was still open?
No clue.
Also one of those most expensive videos for GQ. This time, he decided to smoke out of a $10,000 bong.
This right here is the M&M's that get it. You know why they call this?
In other words, you hit them off.
That's 2 chains. People getting excited for the new Magic Mike movie that is going to be coming out in the next couple with Matt Bomer, his new Magic Mike. Roseanne Barr going blonde, treating it though with weed, saying that she has both macular degeneration and glaucoma. So she said pot is good. The pressure from those. My vision is actually starting to click. 62. Apparently, the newest thing online, teenagers taking the Kylie Jenner challenge and blowing up their lip, actually getting the injections done.
Oh, you suck them in a bottle.
Or a shot glass, so it ends. You put the pictures up on Instagram.
Some are funny.
Some are ending up with bruising.
Those ones really aren't as funny, but some of them are.
John Hamm really wants everybody to stop talking about the size of his penis. Maybe I had to wear some underwear
God
sometimes.
Damn, he looks like Dunst Johnson. Look at him. Yeah.
Those khakis don't hide a lot.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. I need two winners, plenty of you. You will go see the Capitol Islanders. The other winner will go see the Wizards take on the Raptors. Caps and Islanders, you will see that game Thursday when the series returns home. Wizards winner, you will go see others on Friday night. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Again, two winners. A Wizards fan. Have playoff tickets for you all week long. Call me next to Elliot, 866-234-68. Shut up!
Elliot in the morning. This is XL102.
XL102.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I should have known mind. I also should have known. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on cars for 5 years. 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Ritter. We all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops... No.
GEICO. So, celebrating a great savings and great service.
Now, as a local agent in your area, let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how GEICO agents run locally owned and operated that help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, or boat, the GEICO Insurance Agency could also help you save money on home insurance. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yes, I can see you.
To get a quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local.
See, Priority's value you trade at you was a huge success. Priority traded in more than 200 cars and trucks. These are not from rental car fleets or out-of-state Rust Belt auctions. These are great local cars. And we've moved to our used car supercenter, Southwest Broad, and Priority Used Car. And we've discounted them way below Kelley Blue Book. Many are priced below $10,000. All are state inspected and are ready to go for life. Oil and filter changes and state inspections for life, and your engine guaranteed for life. We're talking pickups, SUVs, mini car you can think of. Franklin, so if you're looking for a great buy on a great car, you need to act now. Check the Extend Supercenter on Carousel just off West Broad. Priority Used Car Supercenter and People Center and People, or PriorityUsed.com. That's Priority. At Priority, used car buyers can have it all too.
And head out to the Moto Cruz Motorcycle and ATV Show on May 9th and 10th, all indoors at the Richmond Raceway Complex. See the new 2015 bike, Chopper News Bikes, right-handed green. Check out the amazing custom bikes. Enjoy Richmond's hottest rock and live on stage. Details available at motocruiser.com. That's MRUCER.com. Be there.
Get quick, safe, and reliable stops every time by switching to new Duralast brake pads available only at AutoZone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with your car. Get AutoZone.
This will celebrate the great outdoors in the most awarded SUV lineup ever. The Air Trailhawk takes you to your own red carpet, where the spotlight shines brighter than ever. Named 4Wheeler's 2015 4Wheeler's Available Legendary 4x4. Its award-winning accolades also include more than 70 standard and available safety features. Get a great deal on a Jeep brand vehicle only during the 2015 Jeep Awards season of this event. Well-qualified competitive vehicles get a low-mileage 15 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for $229 a month for 36 months with $2490 tax, title, and license extra. The Jeep brand SUV lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Call 1-888-9DETAILS. Requires dealer contribution to lease of Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5-4. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA USL.
When you think of Discover, you cash rewards card. Now they've got a great... Introducing the Discover It Miles card. You get unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend and up to $30 of ins each year. You also get your free FICO credit score, and you can talk to a real person in the U.S. anytime. And Discover will double your miles at the end of the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com.
Radio goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius about landing a record contract online.
I thought the song was good enough to put out, so I uploaded it onto SoundCloud and iTunes, and then 3-4 weeks later, I found the song and put out a song about it, and management lawyers emailed us.
It was completely out of the blue.
Yeah.
We didn't even know anyone knew the song. People liking the music, just like random fans, it was people that were interested in talking more to the band about us and signing with them, so yeah, that was amazing.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio for more.
From the top of the Elegant Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, XL, Richmond.
Two winners, 866 to Elliot, 866-235-4State. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, man. Doing great. How are you?
Thank you very much. I am giving you a pair of tickets. Do you want your Capitals tickets?
I would love the Caps tickets.
Caps tickets it is. You will be at Game 5 against the New York Rangers Thursday night. So if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get it from, and I will see you at the game on Thursday.
Oh, you are awesome. Thanks, Elliot.
You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second. That means three. Hello, Wizards fan.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I am doing excellent, thank you. How are you, sir?
I am well, Elliot.
All right, good deal, good deal. Off tickets all this week. You're going to go on Friday night game, take on the Toronto Raptors. So if you hold tight 1 second for me, same thing. Kaylee, you, and listen, dude, you enjoy the game Thursday, or Friday night, rather, when they get home.
Thank you much, Elliot.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight for me all this week. Hey. We'll get playoff tickets for both the Caps and the Wizards. Of course, Caps game Thursday night, Wizards game Friday night. And then the Caps back in action in New York tonight against the Islanders. Oh, you know what? That does remind me yesterday for the for tonight's away game. They are doing a viewing party at Verizon. Budweiser is throwing that. So I do have some room left in the suite to give away. The Budweiser suite. Sweet. I get you all a drink. Big old goodie bag and stuff for the keep in mind, this is for to sit in the suite tonight. So it's to watch the game as it takes place at Nassau Coliseum. So I called Kaylee real quickly. Got to be able to go to Kaylee will get that info from you if you want to call her right now. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-23568 for their playoff viewing party tonight at Verizon Center. Our friends at Budweiser, Keith, Neil, they'll put you in the suite for tonight. So if you want to call Kaylee, she'll get you set up with those. Thanks again, Farquhar. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. His book, Bad Day, Gleefully Grim Chronicle of Misfortune, Mayhem, and Misery. That is out and available now. So, thanks again to the nice people at Wendy's for coming in with food today. Fresco Spicy Chicken, their new Ghost Pepper Fries. Both are available for a limited time only. To the nearest you, or to get more information, just go to Wendy's.com. So, Wendy's, thank you very much for bringing food in. Hey, all right. Tomorrow morning, we'll qualify another winner to go to Bonnaroo. You get your tickets to see Alabama Shakes. Then you qualify for the Grand Prize on Friday. Winner and a guest head to Manchester, Tennessee for the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Fest. Also, tomorrow morning, I'll get some more winners. Join us for Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. That's 3D. We'll be doing that next Tuesday. So we'll get a couple more winners tomorrow. Keep in mind, if you need information on anything going to keep track of everything, EITM online. All right, everybody have a good, safe day. We will see everybody tomorrow. And see you soon.
The day is closed. Another day. It's gone from us. It'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll celebrate. Ho, 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 ho.
So long. I'll meet her, say goodbye. But go and leave us great inside. Bye.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
And I.
A new generation of XL 102. Born and reached around the world. On my iPhone.
This.
Talk about it. This before.
The life bury me. Is XL 1.
They want to get my.
XL 102.
You may call it insane, but you've only lived the night. Preserve your pretty feelings, may they come tonight. And I'm aiming over something, and I'm run through these walls. I know if I lie, I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I leave. Everything you say, take to me.
time.